sail over everybody's head against the back wall. And the count holds at 1-2. Nava at third, Mignetti at first, two out. The pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball, deep short, flag there. Shortstop with a long throw to first. Got him. Bang, bang, play. So Vargas, who made an error earlier in this inning, just a batter or so ago, comes up with a fine play and a big arm.
That was a tremendous play. Saved the run.
Certainly did, but the Blue Claws do get one on the home run by Casey Martin. One run on one hit. There was an error. They leave two at the end of four. It's 1-0 Jersey Shore on MILB TV, BlueClaws.com, and Valley Live.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
You want me to come down? Who wants?
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Giammarisi, I'm Tony Graham. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Jersey Shore leads at 1-0, scheduled for seven innings here. First of a doubleheader, and Matt Osterberg deals, and Spencer Henson, big right-hand batter with power, swings and misses, and it's nothing and one on Henson. Hit into a force play first time at the plate. Swings and misses again, and it's nothing and two on Henson. 272, eight home runs, 26 runs batted in. It'll be Henson, Ben Cowles, who homered the other night, and Grant Richardson, who had a big ball game. Who didn't for Hudson Valley in their 13-1 win here on Tuesday? 0-2, Osterberg, the lefty, deals in the dirt, and it's one ball and two strikes on Henson. He was a two-way player at Oral Roberts. He was the team's closer in his junior season. Here's the pitch, swinging a hard ground ball wide to third. Cut off beautifully by Mignetti. Strong throw to Wingrove in time, one down. That ball appeared as if it was destined for left field, but Mignetti got over and stabbed it and made the play. That's one away here in the top of the fifth. Here is Cowles, who homered here on Tuesday. He has flown out to center in his lone appearance. 274, six homers, 16 runs batted in. And Osterberg pitches low and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Matt, ready to rock. He deals. Swinging a broken bat flare in the left field, and that's going to fall a base hit. So Cowles is a one-out base runner here in the fifth. He's a tying run for Hudson Valley. And it brings up Grant Richardson at 189, five homers, 18 runs batted in. But he had himself a four-hit ball game when the 7, 8, and 9 batters had 9 of the 16 hits for Hudson Valley the other night on Tuesday in that 13-1 Hudson Valley win. So here is Richardson, lefty on lefty. Osterberg checking the runner at first, and his pitch misses for a ball. It's 1-0. That's just the second hit that Matt has allowed. He has struck out three. He has walked none. Runner takes a modest lead. And the throw over there and diving back is Cowles, who has four steals this year. He has not been caught.
And remember, this is a seven-inning game, so in the top of the fifth, but you know, essentially the seventh inning of a nine-inning game.
And this pitch hits Richardson on the right shoulder.
Breaking ball got away from Matt, came up and in, and Richardson kind of turned into it, but I think it would have hit him anyway. So first time all day that Hudson Valley's had two men on base. They only had one base runner in the first first four innings. Well, they have two on here.
There is Aldina Sanchez. He's hitting a 203, a homer, and 17 runs batted in for Sanchez, a 24-year-old. Right-hand batter. Cowles at second, Richardson at first. And the pitch sails high and away for a ball to Sanchez. It's one ball and no strikes. Stirring in the bullpen now. Nobody warming up, but pitchers are milling around.
I mean, Osterberg hasn't even gotten the 60 pitches. So.
Right. And here is the 1-0 to Sanchez. On the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Acquired by the Yankees, Sanchez from Tampa Bay in exchange for infielder Mike Ford in July of 2021. Here's the stretch. Runners lead. The pitch swinging a foul. Lifted off to the right, out of play. And it's one ball and two strikes on Sanchez. Big moment in this ball game here. Sanchez, right-hand hitter. Matt Osterberg peering in for the sign. Ahead on the count, one and two. The stretch, runners at first and second, one out. The pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Big strikeout for Osterberg. That's two gone here in the top of the fifth.
You know,
third strikeout, yeah.
You know, he's not really a strikeout guy per se, but he needed one there, and he dialed it up and got a big one sneaking that fastball by Sanchez. You know, he throws a lot of off-speed pitches, obviously, and sometimes that'll make the fastball play a little bit faster, and I think it did there. And we get one more out to get out of this inning.
Here is Eduardo Torrealba. The pitch home, fastball high and away, 1-0. He's at 308, a home run. He has driven in eight runs. This is his 18th game. Rounded out his first at bat. The pitch to the number nine hitter in the order. 1-0. Here it is. High fly ball, right center field. Coasting over is the right fielder, and Carr squeezes it for out number three. No runs. One hit, no errors, two left. Bottom of the fifth coming up. Jersey Shore, 1-0 over Hudson Valley on MLB TV, BlueClaws.com, and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a three-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club Home Run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clausthaus experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
We go to the bottom of the fifth now. Jersey Shore leading 1-0. Zach Messinger stays on for Hudson Valley. And number 9 hitter Arturo DeFreitas pops a foul, backing out of play. It's 0-1 on DeFreitas, who struck out swinging his first at bat. Messinger has struck out 5. He has walked 2, both times Andrick Nava. And that one misses for a ball. It's 1-1. So 9-1-2 for Jersey Shore here in the bottom of the fifth. DeFreitas, Ward, and Marcus Lee sang. And Messinger goes to work. Fastball low and outside. It's 2-1. A pitcher was up and throwing in the Hudson Valley bullpen last inning, but he has since sat down. And no one warming for Jersey Shore. So the next pitch is swung and a miss. It would appear that Matt Osterberg will go back out there for inning number 6. DeFreitas calls time. He steps out. Jersey Shore coming in today, 27-24. 2.5 back of pace-setting Hudson Valley. And the 2-2 led up across for a called third strike. Pitch broke over the plate. Perfectly thrown by Messinger. His 6th strikeout, second time he's gotten DeFreitas. And here's Nick Ward, who has struck out and grounded out. And is 0-2. Nick in his 47th game is tied for. Here's a line drive left field, falling fast, and a diving attempt. And both umps are looking at each other, and they're calling it a catch out there by Sanchez to rob Nick Ward of a base hit to left field. Fine play by Sanchez, who closed ground in a hurry, dove, and managed to pluck it out of the air just above the grass for out number 2. Highway robbery, starting to say that Ward and Marcus Lee Sang, both among the league leaders in walks with 37. Lee Sang is at the plate. 2 outs, nobody on. He rolls 1 to first. Fielded there by Henson. Runs to the bag for the final out. And the side is retired. So we are through 5. Scheduled to go 7. First of a doubleheader. Here in Shoretown, Jersey Shore leads it 1-0 over Hudson Valley on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive. Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Matt Osterberg back out there for the 6th. He's been awesome so far. No runs, 2 hits. Top of the order for Hudson Valley. And Spencer Jones looks at a curveball that misses down and outside. And the count is 1 ball and no strikes. Jones, Vargas, and Josh Bro against Osterberg. Blue Claws do have action now underway. Chopper to second. Right there is Ward. Plays it thigh high. Tosses to Wingrove. 1 up, 1 down in the 6th. The only Hudson Valley hit came from The cleanup hitter, Rafael Flores, back in the second inning. And he was erased in a fielder's choice. And then they had a second hit from Callis with one out in the fifth. And had two on one out, but Osterberg got through that. Matt's the only Blue Claw to pitch a full six so far this year. Did that May 25th at Aberdeen. Two starts back, fouled back by Alexander Vargas. And the count, nothing and one. Vargas has grounded to short and grounded to third. He is 0 for 2. And Hudson Valley with action in their bullpen. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss. And the count is 0-2 on Vargas. The pitcher warming for the Blue Claws is Carlos Francisco down the line in right field. And Hudson Valley has Jack Neely still throwing in left. Here's the 0-2. Swinging a liner into center. Lee Sang coming on towards to his left. Makes the catch. Waist tying. Two down. So two up, two down here in the sixth. And Josh Breaux the batter. 1-0 Blue Claws. The only run of the game. The home run of the bottom half of the fourth inning off the bat of Casey Martin. So here's Josh Breaux. Osterberg threw 5 2/3, has thrown only 66 pitches. And the pitch here is popped up left side of the infield for Mignetti. In from third, he's called off by the shortstop, Martin, on the infield dirt to make the catch, and that retires the side. So an easy 1-2-3-6th for Matt Osterberg. 5.5 complete in a 7-inning game. 1-0 Blue Claws on Valley Live and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Blue Claws will try to tack on a run here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They lead it 1-0. The only run of the game, a solo homer by Casey Martin in the bottom half of the fourth. So they lead it 1-0, and here's Rickson Wingrove against right-hander Jack Neely, the second pitcher of the day for the Renegades. Zach Messinger pitched very well, made really the one bad pitch. He hung a breaking ball to Martin. Fastball outside to Wingrove, and the count is 1-1 and no strikes. It was Casey's sixth home run of the season. He will bat third here in this inning. So Neely takes over for Messinger. 1-0 Jersey Shore, and Wingrove pops one up. Very high third base side. Here comes Torrey Alba down from third near the dugout. He has room, and the third baseman makes the catch. So Wingrove retired, one away, and the right fielder coming up, Jared Carr. Neely's had a very good year. He has a 1.71 ERA in 21 innings. He has three saves, 11 hits. He has walked 12, and he has struck out 33. In fact, he struck out 33 of only 86 batters faced. 23-year-old right-hander out of Ohio State, an 11th round pick of the Yankees back in 2021. So here's Jared Carr, and the first pitch to him is cut on and missed, and the count is nothing and one. So Carlos Francisco has sat down, and Tommy McCollum is now throwing, so it'll be a same situation for McCollum. Swing and a miss, and the count 0-2. You know, would you leave him in? Leave Matt Osterberg in? You got to at least think about it. I'm sure they thought about it. Matches his longest outing of the year. But McCollum's had a good season, too. And the 0-2 to Carr, tip foul behind the plate. And it's still nothing in two. Ostenberg, six innings, two hits, no runs, no walks, and he struck out four. He only threw, and the reason why, you know, I'm sure they thought about leaving him in, he only threw 67 pitches in his six innings. 0-2 on Carr, and a breaking ball high from Jack Neely. One ball, two strikes. In the bottom of, or in the top of the seventh, Hudson Valley will have 4-5-6, Flores, Henson, and Callis to face McCollum, who, by the way, is celebrating a birthday today. He turns 24. Grounder back up the middle under the legs of the pitcher, and the shortstop Vargas sidearms over to first to get Carr for out number two. Neely lucky he didn't kick that away and turn it into a base hit. Instead, it's a ground out by Carr. And here's Casey Martin with that home run back in the sixth. The only run of the game, just five hits, two by Hudson Valley and three by Jersey Shore. Marcus Lee Sang and Franklin Mignetti have singles. Pitch by Neely is a breaking ball inside to Casey, and a count 1-0. So it'll be Tommy McCollum in the seventh, and he'll bid for the save in game one of this doubleheader. And Martin yanks one foul down third out of play. One ball and one strike. It is getting a little on the hazier side. Overcast sky. Somebody texted our friend Gianna Fiocco on her way, texted the, some rain about 20 minutes out. Check swing by Martin. Did he go? He did. And it's 2-1.
Yeah, the radar shows thunderstorm a little bit west of here.
Just to be clear, Martin takes on the outside corner strike three. The air quality index is lower than it was at the beginning of the game. So, it's not that. But there is some rain in the area potentially. So Neely gets the strikeout and then retires the side. Bluclaws go in order in the sixth. The birthday boy will get a chance here in the seventh to close it down. Tommy McCollum's coming in. 1-0 Jersey Shore on ValleyLiveBluclaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Same situation in the seventh, final inning in game one of this doubleheader. And Tommy McCollum will get it. And he'll try to hold off here. Hudson Valley, they have 4-5-6 coming up against the right-hander. And what an outing by Matt Osterberg, the starter. The only run of the game, the home run by Casey Martin. Osterberg went 6 scoreless on just 2 hits. And he turns it over to the right-hander McCollum, whose first pitch is a fastball strike. And the count is nothing in one. McCollum turns 24 years old today, so happy birthday, Tommy. And he'll look for his fifth save of the year if he can shut the door. 0-1 pitch is the splitter strike outside corner 0-2.
And friends and family, shout-out time for Tommy McCollum. As folks celebrating his 24th birthday today, we'll give you some names in just a second.
And the 0-2 pitch, fastball, fouled away, back out of play to the right.
So Tommy said to shout out to Grandma Ruby Joe, to Grandpa Earl, to his girlfriend Reese, to Dad Tom, to Mom Sarah, and Sister Kate, all following the action down there. I'm sure right now they are glued to their computers or whatever facility they are using to watch the ball game. Clemens, North Carolina is where they're at.
And the pitch here fouled away down the right field. Out of the count, still 0-2. McCollum, 17 and two-thirds innings, 7 hits, 6 earned runs. He's walked 16, so almost a walk an inning, but he struck out 32 of the 76 batters that he's faced. 0-2 pitch. Check swing, bouncer foul. Off to the right, and the count still nothing and two on Rafael Flores, who singled and grounded the second. One nothing, Jersey Shore, top of the seventh. Last chance for Hudson Valley. Splitter popped up off third, out of play, still 0-2. McCollum's worked on that splitter. We mentioned this before, but he had to, in spring training, had an opportunity to talk about the pitch for a few minutes with Roger Clemens, who was in Clearwater because Soncody is with the Phillies. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him, strike three. So good start to the seventh for McCollum, and the Blue Claws are 2 outs away.
Greg McCollum holding the opposition to a 119 batting average this year, now in 18 innings, including this strikeout here to begin inning number seven.
And in his career, dates to 2021, just 132. Here's Spencer Henson. He lines one the other way. Past the dive of Nick Ward and out in the right field of base hit. So that's the third hit for Hudson Valley. Tying run aboard here in the seventh. Now for the Renegades, or for the Blue Claws rather, starter Matt Osterberg, just sensational.
Yeah.
And hopefully he can get his well-deserved second win of the year. Six innings, no runs. He walked none. He gave up two hits. He did hit one batter. It's only three base runners and struck out four. There's Ben Callis, the second baseman out of the University of Maryland. Runner leads off first is Henson, and the pitch on the way is low. And the count, one ball and no strikes on Callis, who had a home run to left center field back on Tuesday in the first game of this series, which Hudson Valley won 13-1, but that doesn't really matter. It all counts the same. Blue Claws are 2 outs away from a 1-0 win here in game two of the set. Fastball low, 2-0. And remember, game two of the doubleheader will come up about 40 minutes after the last out of this game. McCollum works on the first base side of the rubber. Big right-hander. The pitch is foul back up here, and that's off the facing of the second deck and bounces down. It's two balls and one strike. McCollum was in Cape Cod getting ready for the Cape Cod League in 2021, a couple of weeks after the draft when the Phillies called and offered him a contract and he signed. Here's the 2-1. That is at the knees, a good fastball for a called strike. And the count is 2-2. He had finished up his season at Wingate University in North Carolina, but it was the year after the COVID year, so he had another year of eligibility if he wanted it. They had won the Division II national title, and he was ready to try pro ball, so he signed. 2-2 pitch in the dirt. That was the splitter blocked by DeFreitas. 3-2. And it was an excellent decision. Had a great year with Clearwater last year. Had a .45 ERA in 31 innings with 52 Ks and was almost certainly headed to Jersey Shore for at least part of the second half last year. Then he broke his leg fielding a grounder. Chopper up the middle, could be two. Martin Dewis left, underhands to Ward, one, on to first, double play, and the ball game's over. So Tommy McCollum on his 24th birthday celebrates with his fifth save of the season, wins it for Matt Osterberg, and Jersey Shore takes game one. Your final, the Blue Claws one, and the Renegades nothing. So a perfect finish to a great ball game. Stellar pitching performance from the southpaw Matt Osterberg, a well-earned second win of the season, and Jersey Shore gets a big one, and they're back within a game and a half of first place here in the SAL North. 1-3-0 for Jersey Shore, 0-3-1 for Hudson Valley. Matt Osterberg gets the win, 2-3, and Zach Messinger pitched well, made one bad pitch, gave up the home run to Casey Martin. He is 0-4, and the save goes to Tommy McCollum, the birthday boy, save number five. Blue Claws 28-24, Renegades 30-23. Game two in about half hour, 40 minutes. We'll have it for you. If you're watching on Bally Live or MILB TV, you got to get a new link. If you're listening, we're going to play our interview from the other day with Blue Claws pitcher Orion Kirkering. Game two coming up. Blue Claws win game one, 1-0 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Orion Kirkering, our guest today, joins us from Aberdeen. We're taping this on Saturday morning, the 27th. Orion, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. About you?
Doing just fine. So, how do you like it up here so far with the Blue Claws?
Oh, I love it a lot. It's definitely a new culture up here, considering I've been up in the Northeast, like besides the Cape, and just kind of learning the new feel for everything. So I'm just enjoying the moment and going for the ride with it.
So it's been quite the start for your season, both with Clearwater and then, of course, up here. What was your approach going in, you know, from the off season into camp?
I think just off season was just get bigger, stronger. I think because I took a break this year for school, and so I just was able to really focus more on just myself and just understanding who I can become as a person, and just be able to become a better baseball player himself between working out differently a little bit, focusing more on like individual stuff, having more time to do everything, and actually take that recovery process between college and pro ball, having the extra 2 months of, oh, I'm okay to build up that way. I think that helped a lot.
So you get drafted last year. You only pitched 6 games, you know, last summer, and then whatever you did instructional league. Do you feel coming into this year that you're a significantly better pitcher than you were when last Labor Day when the season ended?
I feel like every time I go out there, I feel like I always become a little better because I feel like now, where I was at USF, I had a lot of help and a lot of like good coaching there. But I feel like now, even here, just learning other people's minds and like seeing other guys around me as well, talking with them, and, like how they think and how what their thought process is, and especially the coaching staff. It's always asking a lot of questions to get yourself better. I feel like that's been the super help about it. But for sure, they have gotten a lot better.
Who are some of the coaches, be it Phil and Brady here, or guys that you worked with, you know, Travis Hergert, or who are some of the coaches around the system that have really influenced you in the 11 months, 10 months since you've been drafted?
For sure, Hawk and Clearwater, he was like a real help to me at the beginning of the season through spring training. Like, it was always me and him talking. Brady and Phil, definitely here in Jersey, it helped a lot. And just a few other coaches between the whole like coaching staff, like hitting mindset, just asking them like, hey, what would you, if you're a hitting coach, obviously, like what are you going to tell your hitters of like facing me? And like that kind of helps my thought process of like what they may be looking at or like what their thought process might be. Because I know every coach is a little different, especially hitting coaches, because they'll tell you one thing. But just having that general mindset of like, all right, for example, like I throw my slider, they'll probably tell them, leave my slider. If you see a slider down, just leave it down. So just kind of hearing that thought process and kind of helping me through it and like pitching, sequencing and everything like that.
So if somebody tells you that, how do you adjust?
Just for like the mindset of like, oh, like if they're going to see like slider down more like that. Well, it's just kind of like reading the charts and everything and like what they tell me. Because for Brady was helping me about like my fastball and like where to put it in different counts, and we found out fastball up works well late counts. So for that example, that helped me a lot, and I've got a couple more strikeouts just by throwing those fastballs up late in the counts.
So yeah, you come in, obviously you throw super hard. You came in the last inning on Wednesday, the 24th. First game of the doubleheader, you got a 2-run lead, mm-hmm. and then the game ends and you get to face Jackson Holliday, who was in the seventh inning, you get to face Jackson Holliday there in the last inning, obviously number one overall pick, and he's off to a magnificent start. I'm sure you know you take that as a great opportunity. You struck him out. You know, you kind of get juiced up for an at bat like that.
I guess, yeah, because I mean it's kind of cool because like his dad was always like Matt Holliday, obviously. So like growing up as a kid, you're seeing his dad play between. I remember him even being on the Rockies a little bit, then going over the Cardinals and just seeing like how good of a ball player he was. But overall, I always see everyone the same. Doesn't matter what your name is or like who you come from. But I know he's a good ball player. He's 19, hitting 400 and high in the first month, so yeah. Pretty damn good ball player. So But in the back of my head, I'm like, he's 19. He's still learning. He's still on the bus trying to learn. So just keep battling to your strengths, and that's what's helped me a lot. And that's what Brady's been putting in my head, is just don't overthink about who's up to the plate and who's doing what. Just be you and pitch to your strengths.
So we talked a little bit about this in the clubhouse in Lakewood last week. When you know, when you were younger or going into college, you know, when did the velocity really start to kick up for you, where, you know, now you're pushing triple digits?
Triple digits was for sure the first time ever, like this year. I think I only hit 99 once in college. It's been majority when it came out of the pen, like 3 to 7, maybe to 8 occasionally. The majority of that. So definitely this year, like I said earlier, like just taking that recovery process and learning a little bit more of like mobility work, and with the strength coaches especially too, they've been helping me a lot of like what works, what can I do to get stronger in this certain area or like this certain muscle group. I think that's for sure helped me a lot, just be able to go expand it a little bit more.
So your slider, you know, most people describe it as, you know, a wipeout slider, sharp movement across the zone, you know, away from a right-hander into a left-handed batter. How has that pitch developed for you over the last few seasons, college into pro ball?
It's for sure my go-to pitch. I think in college ball, I think my last season, I think I threw about at least like 55%. I think I threw it more times than my fastball. So just kind of, I trust it a lot. I know where it's going, and I can just have a good feel for it. So like Jackson Holliday got 3-0 behind him, and just threw two back in there to get me back in the count. So it's not like I'm afraid to throw it. So I'm always ready to go for it. Especially this year, it's been a lot better velocity wise. It's always had the same shape for the most part, but just adding that extra few miles an hour to that pitch from maybe 83 to 86, now it's sitting 86 to, I think it maybe topped like 89.6 or something like that this year so far. So that's definitely helped me a lot.
Yeah. And then, you know, it has a late movement, so it's coming in, you know, 10, call it 10 miles an hour slower than the fastball. Late, sharp movement, so difficult. Do you find it's more effective against right-handers breaking away, or Holliday is a left-handed hitter breaking in?
You know, it's kind of tough right now, especially seeing the high A, because it's always like they have a lot better eyes, so I can't always tell for the most part, because it's like sometimes it's like, oh, I don't know if that was just a good eye or you just got fooled at some points. So, but that just goes back into like how we talked about the scouting report aspect of it. It's like, I don't know if they took it because they're like, oh, that was down, or I got fooled and I couldn't swing at that. Because there was a couple times where, like, Wagner for Aberdeen, the first hitter I faced, I threw two sliders, didn't swing at one. And then, so I could throw off the zone, and he's like, I just got fooled, but I didn't swing at it. So it's just kind of like those aspects of it, just kind of learning. But I'd definitely say, like, this year, looking at, like, all the numbers aspects of it, I think to a lefty has been a lot better this year than in the past, for at least me personally. So I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, that's a big thing, too, moving forward. So, you know, we've had guys, I mean, the Blue Claws were low A for a while and then switched up to high A in 2021. So, you know, we've had guys that would pitch for the Blue Claws, go up to high A, and you'd see them just walk a lot more guys. I remember Trevor May did that, and then he came back in that he went low A for a year, high A for half a year, and then came back, and he had walked a lot more guys in high A, and it was because the guys were more selective. And, you know, he was kind of like, you know, hard throwing, you know, power right-hander, and they stopped chasing it, and it was an adjustment for him, and he made the adjustment, and then he went on to have a really good big league career. So, you know, for you, I know you've only been in high A for, you know, 2.5-3 weeks now. Is it noticeable for you, looking at the, you know, when you face these high A hitters that are probably on average a year and a half to two, maybe even 2.5 years older than a lot of the low A guys? Is it noticeable for you that they chase a lot less?
I would say so. Yeah, I definitely have a lot more discipline when they come up to the plate. Still, I mean, there's always guys who always chase at every level. It doesn't matter. Even big leagues, there's a Javier Baez swinging the ball is about 50 feet in front of him. So you just never know what's going to happen. So, like I said earlier, you just have to kind of set them up that way into it because they were just swinging at everything. But here, like I said, you just got to set them up and just understand who they are as a ball player. Beat them that way.
You're from Venice, Florida, which is a little bit south of the Clearwater, Tampa area. USF is in Tampa, right that far from Clearwater, of course. So, you know, was it easy decision for you to kind of stay home-ish? Where else were you thinking about, where else were you looking when coming out of high school?
In staying Clearwater, you?
No, when you were coming out of high school, you went to USF, which is not that far from where you grew up. Where else were you looking?
I was getting talks with, like, Florida, Ole Miss, Stetson. Mainly Stetson for the most part because it was just super, like, close to home and, like, understanding the coaching staff. But the reason why I went to USF was because I was so close. Not so much I was so close because I feel like that wasn't a huge factor to me. It was just more the fact of the coaching staff with Coach Mull there. And understanding of who he was as a pitching coach and being able to trust him because it's kind of, to me, I felt more importance of I want to work on myself than maybe if I did go to Arkansas, for example, even though I wasn't being looked at them. But, like, you go to Arkansas, all these SEC schools, it's like, how hard is it to become a freshman and play and get earning moments versus just going in there once a 21 game, just get your innings just because. So he almost promised me, like, as a freshman here, you're going to get some opportunities. It's not, you're just going to sit the bench all year. You're going to get some opportunities to succeed and fail at the same time to understand the process through the whole season. I think that's what really turned me around to go there. And his aspect of pitching was like, I have a system where I've gotten guys to the big leagues because I think since he's been there, I think there's been at least like 16 plus pitchers that got drafted or at least free agent signings to go play for big leagues. So that's what really turned me to go there.
Did you get to play any games at Clearwater? I know they used to play the, I don't know if they still do, they used to play the AAC tournament there at least a few times.
Yeah, I did. So it was really fun. They're actually there right now. So okay. I've been watching them every time I can and seeing what they're playing. So they're doing pretty good right now. They're up 2-0. So they're looking, they got two more wins to win it. So
they're up 2-0 like as we record this right now?
I think maybe they're playing right now. I'm not sure. I know their times are a little different.
Oh yeah, they're playing. They're playing right now. So when you get drafted by the Phillies, you know, obviously they train in Clearwater right there, not that far. What was that like for you to get? I don't want to call it a home game, but you know, I'm gonna say every day's a home game. But you know, it's got to be nice to be in an organization where you know at least. You know, for a couple of months a year, you're going to be not that far from home.
Oh, it was great. I mean, I was super ecstatic because either way, I was like looking like draft. I was like, well, if I can get on like these teams, for example, all teams like on the West Coast, Florida, I'm like more than an hour and a half from Lakeland, and then maybe hour plus from like Fort Myers area. So it's like if I can get on any of those teams, I'm going like, to get out. From home, and then if I go out to Arizona, it's more of like out there.
Yeah. What was the draft process like for you? I know you know, last year at USF, you started, you had closed, so you're doing a little bit of both. If I told you that the Phillies were going to draft you before the draft, would that have come as a surprise to you? Were they one of the teams that you had talked to a lot, or were you thinking somebody else?
I mean, the draft process was pretty fun, just learning through the different teams and just seeing the process of how other teams went by it. Because I think the Phillies, for example, I thought they went by it, like, really cool. Because, like, I went over to San Diego for the draft combine, whatever. And so they had all the different meetings and all the different, like, things you could do as a player. And so just meeting up with the Phillies at them. And there's other teams, like, San Diego was really cool how they like talked to their like possible draftees, and same with Seattle, but I just felt more comfortable with the Phillies and like how they approached me and how they questioned and what they thought of me.
What kinds of things are they asking you? Or, you know, they're going through your, and like, are they going through a couple of outings? Are they talking about process? Do they show you like a plan they might have for you? How do they, because I mean, it's not quite like a recruiting visit. They're going to either draft you or somebody else will, but You know, you don't get to pick. I mean, you know, they're going to pick you, or you're not going to pick them. But what kinds of things did that they talk to you about that made you pretty comfortable when they did take you?
It was more like the psychological kind of aspect of it, because they had like your mental performance people talking with me and like seeing how like I thought through. Because it was really more about performance, because they can know what you're going to do performance-wise out there. It doesn't matter how good or bad. They just want to see how you are mentally. And so, like, understanding that thought process of it and, like, them talking with me can see, like, I care a lot and everything means a lot to me on that field. So I think that's what really won them over.
I know they have they've really invested in that area. Dina Nobleza, the mental health director for the Oregon baseball side, was in Lakewood last week. I know. I mean, even Phil has a background in performance coaching for athletes, which he did full time before he moved into the coaching side, you know, 20 years ago. But you know, how does that help you guys, even you know, day to day? Like, are they on you day to day? How has Phil kind of helped you in that respect too?
It was just more of like keeping your composure up and keeping your mindset up, like. Just talking with you about like an outing, like, because it's what we always do after, like, the next day after you throw, we'll sit down and we'll talk about like how you thought you did or what you can improve on next time. So it's almost having like that little like mental checkup of like, hey, what do you think, what could we work on, what's kind of like, I call it like a sandwich. I don't know if you heard about that's like, take a compliment or take a good thing, get a bad thing in the middle, and then take another good thing out of it, and just keep two positives over a negative and just keep going.
I like that. That's pretty good. I like that. The ninth inning. You like the ninth inning?
Yeah, I love it now. I was always never that guy. I was always like so used to being the starter, like especially in high school and like leading up to college. I was like always hoping to be a starter, but like transitioning over that role, because always talking to my coaches, like just saying like, hey, I just want to be in it to win it, and I'll try to do anything I can. It doesn't matter what inning. I'll just give it my all, and so. Learning through that process, especially through college, helped me a lot to where I am now.
Caleb Ricketts, you come in with him. He's in the seventh round. You're in the fifth round. You play together last year in Clearwater. You begin this year in Clearwater. You get promoted the same day to the Blue Claws. What kind of bond and relationship have you two developed in the 10 months since you got since the draft?
Oh, it's been great. Just being able to hang out with him and understand who he is as a person, and just like he always has a smile on his face. Never see like him being upset about something, even like a strikeout. He's just like, "All right, you got me at that time. Let's just keep playing." I never see more of a catcher just calling out every single day, just trying to get for his team no matter what, because he doesn't care. And to me, he doesn't look like he doesn't care about stats. He just.
So, I read a couple of things, you know, after you were drafted or right around when you were drafted, and even in your USF bio, one of the guys that you had looked up to as a young pitcher was Sergio Romo, kind of a fiery right-hander who at his peak was really good with the Giants. What did you like about him, and when did you start watching him?
Especially as a kid, like just being like 8, 9, 10 through like their whole World Series run they had, I think, for what, 6 years, 5 years when they won three?
I think 10, 12, 14, something like that. Yeah.
So, like, him just seeing him pitch through those and just understanding who he was, just like trusting his slider and understanding like who he was as a pitcher. Like, I understand as of right now, I throw harder than he did with his fastball, so he couldn't play around with it as much, but just understanding how much he trusts. Like his slider, doesn't matter what counts or how they get guys out, just being able to see him do that really excited me.
What goals did you set for yourself coming into 2023, and have they kind of changed at all since you got off to such a great start?
For sure, I pretty much have basic goals, just more like obviously stay healthy, because I figured it was first season of the year. So it's just kind of like understanding what it's like to pitch in a full season versus maybe from February to, let's say, even just late May, early June of college ball, and then maybe some summer ball and then taking a break, but there's pro ball, it's from spring training all the way to the playoffs. Doesn't matter really. At least for now, I think minor leagues are going to end like sometime September ish, especially with season and postseason if you get there. So just understanding how long that process is, like just thinking about now, it's like, oh, we've played 2 months now and it's quarter of the season. What do you think? Oh, that's a good amount of games that we played, but you're also like, damn, we're only a quarter of the season done in the season. So it's just understanding that thought process of it. And so I think the only real main goal I have left is hopefully this year get the double A at some point. It doesn't matter, because that's what they always talked about us, just like, it doesn't matter where you start, it always matters where you finish. So it's like, if I finish in a high A, it is what it is. I didn't reach my goal, but I set a high goal for year one, which most guys don't be able to get that boy after the curve.
You mentioned before, or it might have been before we started recording, but you spent some time, I guess, last summer in the Cape. How did you like that? I've never heard anybody say a bad thing about it.
No, it's not terrible. No, it was a blast just being up there. And, like, I think you and I talked about it a little bit, like, just seeing, like, the different people, where they came from. Like, there's quite a few UCLA kids, USC guy, Tyler Locklear, who's on the Mariners now, Chase DeLauder, who's with the Guardians now, and Sprinkle, who's with the White Sox, and Jace Jung, who's with the Tigers now. It's just seeing who they are as a people and just understanding who they become and just playing around with those guys, even though it was a short stint with a couple of them, but just being around those guys and experiencing that summer together. It was fun.
I said last year, when you went 2 years ago, right? 2021?
Yeah, 21.
What team were you on?
Orleans Firebirds.
So what, you know, you guys stay with host families. Baseball is obviously top notch. What's kind of the whole experience like, you know, going there if they're playing, you know, a college season?
It almost just feels like summer camp, honestly. Like, you're just going away for the summer, and it's not even like you're playing baseball every day, so you're like understanding what it's like to play every single day for the most part. Like, even during summer ball, like anywhere you go, it's like getting you ready for like big leagues, playing every single day, maybe get the occasional off day, but just having fun out there is, I think that's what matters the most. And I think that's what we did a lot, was just have fun.
We were talking about USF before. They just tied the game. They're playing ECU. Jackson Mayo hit a home run.
Oh, awesome.
So they're 1-1 against ECU Saturday morning at, what do they call it now? BayCare Ballpark. BayCare Ballpark in Florida. Draft will be in 2 months. What advice would you give to a young player, like say a former USF teammate from last year, calls you up and say, hey, you know, I'm getting ready to go through this process. You've been through it now. You played for, you know, part of last year, part of this year, professionally. What advice would you give to a younger player that you wish you kind of knew going in last year?
Just have fun. Almost like don't think about it at all, because your destiny is going to be there whether you like it or not. Doesn't matter where you think you're going to go. You're going to go at some point, so just don't worry about, like, exactly what the results might be. Just go out there and have fun every day, do the best you can, and the results will be there at the end of what you want.
Well, I'm sure you're going to throw tonight. You pitched Wednesday, didn't get in there the last 2 days, so I'm sure you're going to have your number called here tonight. So I want to thank you for a few minutes, wish you the best of luck tonight, and we'll see you back at Shoretown Ballpark next week. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you again. Appreciate that.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, I'm Greg Giamborisi, getting sent for game two of a doubleheader, which is supposed to start at 7:50. So we're going to give you the first 10 minutes of a hook, line, and splitter interview that we did with Blue Claws pitcher Tommy McCollum, who got the save a couple of minutes ago in game one of the doubleheader. Blue Claws won that game 1-0. So we will check in with Tommy, and we'll come back, Tony and I, at about 7:45 to get you set for game number two here in Shoretown.
Our guest, Blue Claws right-hander Tommy McCollum, who joins us. Blue Claws home this weekend. A little wet weather out there, but we'll see. Team's won 6 out of 7. Tommy, welcome. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on.
How do you think your season started off?
Season started off in Brooklyn, you know, and it's not what we wanted. And then we came home, not what we wanted. Then we hit on the road and figured it out. So I think we're heading in the right direction.
And for you personally, how do you feel like you've been throwing so far?
Been throwing well overall. There's things I'm still working on and working through. So being able to play 6 games a week and throwing 2 or 3 of those games really gives me a chance to work on some things.
And what kinds of things were you working on, heading into 2023 after, you know, a couple of seasons in the Philly system? What were some of your goals entering this year?
Some of my goals this year is using my off speed more and just utilizing that off of my fastball. And then the obvious one, just staying healthy through a full season because I fractured my fibula last year.
Yeah, so how did that happen?
I was coming in the ninth down in Clearwater, and there was a comebacker on the mound, and I just got all twisted up and fell on my leg and fractured my fibula.
What time of the season was that?
That was on June 30th.
And did you made it back?
No, I was done for the remainder of the year, but I stayed down in Clearwater till end of October and got healthy, then went home.
And at the time, you know, you were pitching really well. You had a sub-1.5 ERA. We probably would have saw you here at some point later that summer. So what was the rehab process like for you?
I spent 4 weeks on crutches, then another 4 weeks in a walking boot, then 5 weeks of rehab. So took a month off from throwing while I was on crutches, and then when I was in my walking boot, I played catch a little bit, and then once I was out, it was catch, pitching, running, all of it.
Did you pitch in the fall in instructional league down there?
I didn't pitch in an actual instructional league game. I threw live BP, but I did not get into a game, no.
So when did you get down to Florida for the spring this year?
I got down the first week of January.
Oh, so you went down really early.
Yes, sir. It was more of, I talked with Preston. He was like, we'd love to have you, and I agreed, and just to kind of get out of that rehab mode and get more into just baseball again.
So before everybody gets there, which is early March, so you're down there, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks or whatever before everybody gets there, what's that like when it's a little more quiet? Who's down there with the coaches? You know, did you have any interaction with some of the big league guys that may have come down earlier as well?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot more quiet for sure. So in the month of January, we were on Bay Care side, and it was just come, do your stuff, lift, do your training room stuff, just kind of leave. Because of the WBC this year, we saw a couple of the big league guys like JT Realmuto and Jose Alvarado were there pretty early. I wouldn't say I interacted with them, but I got to see them, which was pretty cool.
What kinds of things do you learn as a younger guy just watching and being around, you know, established big league players like that?
They have their routine and they stick to it. They do the same thing whether it's they have a good day or a bad day, like performance wise. They're showing up to the field, being the same person, and just doing what they do day in and day out.
So tell us about your background. You know, you joined the Phillies in 2021 as a non-drafted free agent. What was that whole process like after that draft, and how did you pick the Phillies among the other clubs that were interested?
So I guess if we could take it back even further than that.
Okay.
So it was my junior year at Wingate University, and a lot of scouts were coming out in the fall, but I was going to be a starter, so I was starting. Then my first 3 starts of the season did not go well at all. Then we went back to the bullpen. I was still in a little funk, but Wingate, we ended up going to the World Series in Cary, North Carolina. And I pitched the semifinal game to get into the national championship game. I threw well, and then two days later...
As a starter?
No, as a reliever.
As a reliever, okay, got it.
Then me and my teammate, 2 days after we won the national championship, went up to the Cape. So we went home, washed all of our stuff from the school year, packed, and drove up. And he was a pitcher as well, so he would had hopes for the draft. And then on the third day of the draft, he gets drafted in the 17th round by the Giants. And I'm just, I didn't have a good performance year, so I had no idea what was going to happen. And then I was sitting there, and I get a call on my phone, and it said it's from Philadelphia. And I answered it. We talked, and then they hung up. The draft ended. Then they called me right back and was like, are you interested in an undrafted free agent deal? I said, absolutely. So then, with that opportunity on the table with the year I had, there was a lot of emotion behind it. So it was an easy yes at the end of the day. And here we are now.
Did you pitch in the Cape, or was this happening really fast?
I did. I don't know how many games I actually threw up there, but I did. That was my second time going to the Cape. I went in 2019, supposed to go in COVID year 2020, then went back in 2021.
So did you have one more year at Wingate if you wanted it?
I had two more years.
Oh, because of the COVID year too, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a hard decision. Like, all in all, it was an easy decision to say yes to go to pro ball, but it was hard at the, a little bit just with all my buddies still there. And so
you won the national title.
And we just came off a national championship. So,
when you got here, you filled out a little, questionnaire, and that was one of your fun facts, D2 national champion, and your favorite baseball memory as well, there at Wingate. So, what do you remember about your outing there in the semifinal and that whole weekend, or the whole?
Well, I remember it a lot because I've watched it over and over again because I kind of blacked out there, but. It was the top. It was the bottom of the ninth. I came in, man on second, two outs. Struck the dude out, and then we scored a run in the top of the tenth. Then I go 1-2-3. Like, it was just for me.
That's the semifinal or the final?
It was the semifinal.
That was the semifinal. Okay.
And we lost the very first game of the tournament, so we had to come out of the losers bracket. So we were playing every day, just saying, today was not the day, today was not the day. And that was our motto we had for the week, and it worked.
And you said it was in Cary, North Carolina, Wingate's in North Carolina, you're from North Carolina, so that probably made it extra special.
That was something else. The support we had throughout the whole game, or the whole week, just, we were 2 hours roughly from school, so like there were still some students that would make the trip, alumni, like other alumni coming out of state. It was truly special. And then on the national championship day, that was like, before I got down here, it's the most people I've ever been in a game a part of. Like, it was awesome.
So you beat Central Missouri.
Yes.
Which is Jordan Fowler's school.
Yes, I let him, I talked to him about
he
it.
He was not... He was with the Phillies by then. Yeah, he was gone. Yeah,
and then Josh Borka from this year's draft was there, but he wasn't on that team. He came in the year after. So.
Yeah, so you guys lost to Angelo State and then beat Southern New Hampshire, Seton Hill, Angelo State twice. And Central Missouri.
Yes, sir. It was.
That's quite the run.
It was something else.
And this all took place in a week.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy. How many games did you pitch in? Because, I mean, those tournaments, when you have to play so many games in such a tight window, if you don't have pitching depth, it's almost impossible, especially if you have to run the table from the loser's bracket.
Well, that was my first time pitching since conference tournament. because, like I had a very long year on the mound, and like my mental state, like just I was drained. So I hadn't pitched for a while, and then in the conference tournament, I only threw 4 pitches too. So like I hadn't pitched in a game in a very long time. So I was rested, but it was more just also for the mind too, which helped in the long run. But yeah, so, 2021 was a long year for me, but it was awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. And then what's it like, because obviously I'm sure you dreamed of being a professional baseball player. What's it like when you finally put pen to paper and sign that contract?
It was unreal. Just like, I don't think it set in for a little while. Like, truly what, probably till I didn't go back to wing it in the fall. Like, it's when it set in, like, all my friends were at school, but I was in Clearwater, and that's when it truly set in. Was like, oh, this is real, real. Like,
yeah.
Let's go get after it.
Did the Phillies call come out of the blue? Or had you been around? Had they been around? Had you talked to them? Or was it
totally I had a questionnaire online from them, but before then I had zero idea. Like, my coach told me that just based off of performance throughout the 2021 season at school, like, you know, just probably a free agent deal, maybe something late. So I just tried not to think about it, but you always have that small hope. And like I said, as soon as I called Kellen McKeon back, I just started bawling. I was just so relieved and happy, and so many different emotions were going on, and it was awesome.
And Kellen was the area scout that signed you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you get into the system now, so you get, you know, a taste of it in 2021, and then, you know, the half year in 2022. But as you've grown as a player over the last few years with the, you know, with the Phillies, it's been, you know, a little less than 2 full years since you signed. What have they stressed, and who's kind of been a coaching mentor for you?
It's tough. I would say Vic Diaz helped me a lot last year, and it'd be my first full season, and just kind of the day in, day out stuff. And I also like to get, not input, but just hear what other coaches have to say, not necessarily pitching coaches, because we're all showing up 6 days a week, in season, 6 days a week, like having to do our stuff and just hear that stuff. And it's just a lot of observing for me. I like to observe and but big, just learning a good throwing routine, like what I need each day to be ready to go whenever. Like, if I threw 20 pitches yesterday, what should I do today? What should I get done in the training room, the weight room? Just figuring all that out was a big part of my 2022 season.
But what advice would you give to a player that was in your position that signs this year, having, you know, that you've gone through now the system for a couple of years, and you know, what surprised you from when you signed about being a professional player?
I would just tell them to, like, stick to it, and not, if it doesn't work one time, doesn't mean it's not going to work all the time. You gotta, yes, you have to find your routine, but it's also a little bit of trial and error, so stick with it for a little bit, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But just because you did it one time and you might have had a bad outing doesn't mean you necessarily weren't prepared for it. And do a lot of the little stuff, like do the most you can. Like, don't leave anything on the table, because, like you said, like, not everyone gets this opportunity to be a professional athlete. Like, take advantage of it.
Who were some of your favorite players or kind of a baseball idol when you were growing up? Who'd you like watching?
I liked watching Chipper Jones, because I was born in Atlanta, so, and then North Carolina. It was either really the Braves or the Nationals or Orioles, so I went with the Braves. But once I was a little older, I just more liked watching pitching than anything. I didn't have a favorite player to watch. I just liked watching everyone and see how they do their certain things and what makes them special.
Did you
in high school did you play a position, or at what point did you just switch to being a pitcher exclusively?
Yeah, so I went to a small private high school, so there was one game I played every position but catcher. So,
like for fun?
Well, it was just kind of how the game went. It was an act. Yeah, I was at second base for like an out or two, just. But
that's cool. That's something that not everybody gets to. Every once in a while, like the last game of the season, if there's a utility player or whatever, they might let them try it. That's pretty cool, though, that you got to do it.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. But then I actually signed to wing it as a.
Lesson, good evening, everybody. Back inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Time for game two of a doubleheader between the Blue Claws and the Hudson Valley Renegades here at Shoretown Ballpark. Renegades won the first game of the series. Actually, Tony, let's look at it this way. In the first two games of this series, the Blue Claws have been outscored 13-2. But as far as the standings go, they're 1-1 and right back where they started. So they lost 13-1 on Tuesday. But they won game one, 1-0 behind an absolutely dazzling pitching performance from Matt Osterberg.
Yeah, he went six innings, and then Tommy McCollum on his 24th birthday came in and got the save, gave up one hit in the seventh. Remember, seven inning games and doubleheaders in the minor leagues. And then threw a double play ball to end it. So, Greg, with that win, the Blue Claws would begin the day in third place behind Greensboro, still pulled to within 1.5 of league-leading Hudson Valley, and Greensboro inches a little closer to Hudson Valley. They're in action right now. Blue Claws begin the day, or at this moment, I should say, a half game back of second-place Greensboro with a result of game one today. Greensboro is hosting Wilmington scoreless. That's just a single game. That's scheduled for 9, and that's in the bottom of the sixth inning. And elsewhere in the division, Northern Division of the SAL, Brooklyn's game was postponed. Guess they have some more air quality issues up there. Maybe rain.
No, it was air quality, right?
Up there, so they were postponed. As for the Phillies, they are ahead 1-0, bottom of the seventh. They just won the other day against Detroit by a 1-0 score, and they lead 1-0 behind Zach Wheeler on a Bryce Harper sacrifice fly. That ball game in the bottom of the seventh against Detroit. We'll check the Phillies affiliate scoreboard for you. Lehigh Valley and Syracuse have been hampered by air quality up in central New York, but they're playing today, and Syracuse leads Lehigh Valley 5-0. That game in the bottom of the fourth inning in Syracuse. Reading, which has also been plagued by air quality the last day or so, but they're playing, and they're in the third inning now. They are at home, Reading is, and they trail in their ball game 5-3. Clearwater getting a start today from Bailey Falter, just to keep him on regular rotation.
He was with Lehigh, and they were up in Syracuse, right. Uncertain about the air up there.
So there's no score in that ball game at Fort Myers, bottom of the fourth. Clearwater comes in with a record of 38-14. And just a touch on rookie lower level ball. Phillies red and white are in the Dominican Republic, and one of them is going to win today and one of them is going to lose. They played each other. The white beat the red 5-1 to go to 3-0. The red is 1-2, and the Florida Conference League Phillies lost their first game of the season. They're 2-1. They fell to the Yankees by a score of 7-1.
Blue Claws have taken the field. It'll be Rodolfo Sanchez for Jersey Shore and Tyrone Uli for Hudson Valley. Uli, a traditional starter. Sanchez is a bulk reliever, so they'll try to get two innings out of him here in game number two and then turn it over to the pen. But they only needed one bullpen inning in game one from Tommy McCollum because Matt Osterberg threw six scoreless innings in victory. 1-0, the only run of the game on the home run by Casey Martin. So the Blue Claws are back where they started the series, a game and a half out behind the Renegades. So big game two coming up, seven inning game. And it's next. Back after this on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live,
the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a three-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claws Dust experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub. Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rack, Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive. Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Pleasant good evening, everybody. Back inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Time for game 2 of a doubleheader between your Jersey Shore Blue Claws and the Hudson Valley Renegades. Blue Claws Phillies affiliates 28-24. Hudson Valley Yankee affiliate 30-24 on the season. 30-23 on the season. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. Blue Claws took the opener by a score of 1-0 on a home run by Casey Martin in the fourth inning. 6 scoreless from Matt Osterberg, and a scoreless seventh inning from Tommy McCollum. And Rodolfo Sanchez takes the hill in game 2, 1-0 with a 1.64 ERA. And Tyrone Uhle for Hudson Valley, 1-3 with a 5.30 earned run average. Here's the Renegade lineup. Spencer Jones in center with Alexander Vargas at short. Then it's Rafael Flores at first and Antonio Gomez behind the plate. Ben Callis at third will bat fifth, and Grant Richardson the DH. Alden Sanchez, the right fielder, bat seventh, and second baseman Luis Santos. And batting ninth and left is Kyle Battle. Lineup was brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health with local facilities including Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center in Toms River, Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive health system, proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org. So Tony Rodolfo Sanchez, the starter for the Blue Claws, he gave up 4 runs in his first 2 1/3 innings of the season, but since then he has not allowed an earned run in 19 2/3 innings. He gave up an unearned run on Sunday, but he's been spectacular, and we'll try to get the first 2 from Rodolfo here tonight.
Greg, the Blue Claws posted their second shutout of the season in the opening game today. The other 5-0 over Brooklyn back in the second game of a doubleheader on May 31st. And Hudson Valley, Greg, was shut out for the sixth time this season.
So the Blue Claws are a game and a half out after today, just 12 left. So 13 to go, including tonight. First pitch of game two is hit in the air, foul down the left field line, out of play by Spencer Jones. 7:54 for the first pitch here in game two, and it's gotten a little hazy. And there was some sprinkle, some light rain sprinkling a little bit between games. It's 66 degrees, 0-1, and that is just a little four ball. And it's one ball and one strike. Jones at 269, seven homers and 30 RBIs, 12 for 15 stealing bases as well. Sanchez, a run hitter from the Dominican Republic, and he deals just low again. Have a count 2-1. Plate umpire, Trey Jester. Base umpire is Jesse Battle. Rodolfo pitched for Hudson Valley. That's outside, just missing on the count 3-1. Sanchez actually pitched for the Renegades in 2019 when both were affiliated with the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, neither is. Sanchez came over to the Phillies in 2020. And Jones lines one back into shallow center. That's going to drop in front of Jared Carr for a leadoff single. So Sanchez fell behind Jones 3-1, and Jones gets the base hit. So he's aboard at first, leading off. And here's Alexander Vargas, the shortstop, at 235, six homers and 23 runs batted in. Switch hitter bats left. Jones 12 steals, but a very short lead, and there's a strike from Sanchez over the outside corner. And the count is nothing and one. So the Renegades won the first game of the series 13-1 on Tuesday. Blue Claws won the first of this doubleheader, game two of the series. 1-0, slider way inside, and it skips behind Nava and back to the screen for a wild pitch, and the runner moves up to second base. And a one ball, one strike count here on Alexander Vargas. Sanchez overall on the season, 1-0, an ERA of 1.64, 22 innings, 13 hits, 4 earned runs, 6 total, 14 walks and 30 strikeouts. And the 1-1 is cut on and missed. So he was with Tampa, signed with them. He's 23 years old and pitched in their system through 2019. He was actually a starter in Tampa's system at a 3.41 ERA with Hudson Valley in 13 starts in short season ball 2019. But in November of 2020, the Phillies traded Edgar Garcia to Tampa. It was right before the Rule 5 draft, and I believe they had to get Garcia, who's a relief pitcher, fastball outside, 2-2 out of the 40-man roster, and they didn't really have a spot, so they sent him to Tampa for Sanchez, who did not need to go on the 40-man roster. And now he's in his second year with the Blue Claws. 2-2 on Vargas with Jones off second. And a grounder foul up the first baseline. And the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Last year, he made 11 appearances with Jersey Shore. Gave up 8 runs in 12 and a third innings. And went 4-2 with a 3.12 ERA with Clearwater. At the beginning of the season, he finished here. But this year, he's been even better. And he has not allowed an earned run since April the 14th. Almost 2 months. He pitched Sunday against Brooklyn, gave up an unearned run, as we said in the first inning. But Hudson Valley threatening here with a runner at second. And a 2-2 pitch coming to Vargas. Swinging a foul ball back into the screen. Still 2-2. Defensively for the Blue Claws, it's Marcus Lee, Sang, Jared Carr, and Leandro Pineda left to right in the outfield. Franklin Mignetti's at third. Casey Martin at short. Nick Ward at second. Rickson Wingrove at first, and Andrick Nava is behind the plate. So 2-2, slider, check swing, I think he went, yes he did, strike three, and one away. It's a Manhattan Bagel strikeout. Best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day, the traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. So one out, nobody on. Here's Rafael Flores, the first baseman, a right-handed batter, hitting 316 with a home run and 16 runs batted in. Flores is a catcher by trade, but playing first base here. Big lead off second for Jones. And Sanchez goes to the slider, then just misses outside. Yeah. played in the was playing for the Alaska Gold Panthers in the Alaska Baseball League before being signed with the Yankees. He had 3.48 there, and that's a slider down and outside, and the count is 2-0. I hear the Gold Panthers are actually the second biggest sporting attraction in Alaska behind the Iditarod. And there's a strike on the inside corner. And the count is 2-1 on Rafael Flores. He went to Catella High School in California and then played junior college ball at went to high school in California and misses. So 3-1 here on Flores. Went to Rio Hondo Junior College. And the pitch is swung on and missed. Good slider, 3-2. Overcast, light breeze blowing in. Temperatures were in the 70s for game one, 66 for the first pitch of game two, which will be a bullpen game here for Jersey Shore. Luklaus swept two doubleheaders last week from Brooklyn, and they try to do so again here. 3-2 with one out and a runner at second. And the pitch is a slider, broken bat, grounded at third. Right at Mignetti, looks the runner back to first, at second rather, throws the first for the out. Two away. So two men down. Here's Antonio Gomez, the catcher, is at 229, two homers and 18 RBIs. And Gomez, a right-handed batter, 27 prospect in the system per Baseball America coming into the season. Hit 252 with eight homers in Tampa last year. He's got two homers this season. Takes that one low. And it's one ball, no strikes. These teams will play 24 times this year. This is the third. But only six of them, this series, in the first half, which ends on June 22nd, 2 weeks from today. Grounder down to third. It stays fair. Handled by Mignetti. Throws to first, and in time to get him. Side retired. Nice work by Rodolfo Sanchez. Had a runner at second and nobody out and got through it unscathed. No runs, one hit, one left. Hudson Valley nothing. Blue Claws coming to bat. Bottom one on Valley Live and BlueClaws.com.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Tyrone Yuley, the right-hander on the mound for Hudson Valley, no score, bottom first. Nick Ward at second, Marcus Lee Sang in left, and Rickson Wingrove at first for Jersey Shore. Then it's Andrick Nava, the catcher, and Casey Martin at short. Batting sixth in right field, Leandro Pineda, then Fraylin Mignetti at third. Wilfredo Flores, DHs, he bats eighth. And Jared Carr is in center, he bats ninth. Here's Ward at 256, five homers, 26 RBIs on the season. Lineup brought to you by RWJ, Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive health system. and proud to be the official health care provider, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. So here's Nick Ward, the left-handed hitting second baseman. He takes out, sound of the count, one ball, and no strikes are underway, bottom of the first. Yuli is 1-3 with a 5.3 ERA in 8 games. 37 innings, 31 hits, and Ward takes outside corner 1-1. He has walked 26, so a lot of walks, and he's also hit 4 batters, and he has struck out 46 hitters. So a lot of walks, a lot of strikeouts from Tyrone Yuli, and Ward takes a curveball backdoor on the outside corner 1-2. Last time out, he gave up 5 runs, but they were all unearned against Aberdeen on May 31st last week at up in Wappingers Falls. Ward backs away from a high fastball, and the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes, 94 on the Hawkeye gun there on that fastball from Tyrone Yuli. He's from La Romana in the Dominican Republic, 21. He won't turn 22 until August the 4th. And the 2-2 pitch on the way is a changeup popped up, third base side, foul ground, Callis back, and he has room down near the Renegade bullpen to make the catch, one away. So Ward pops out, one down, and here's the left fielder, Marcus Lee Sang. Defensively for Hudson Valley, Kyle Battle is in left, Spencer Jones in center, and the right fielder is Aldenis Sanchez. And it's Ben Callis at third, Alexander Vargas at short, Luis Santos at second, Rafael Flores at first, and behind the plate is Antonio Gomez. So here's Marcus Lee saying 273 on the year. Takes curveball outside of the count 1-0. 4 homers, 29 RBIs. He went 1-for-3 in the first game. He had been 0-for-23 in June before that base hit. And a curveball called, strike on the outside corner, and the count 1-1. Jersey Shore in their alternate light blue uniforms here for game 2. And Hudson Valley in their navy blues. Swing and a miss by Marcus Lee Sang. And the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes.
Talking with manager Greg Brzezinski before the doubleheader about Marcus Lee Sang, hoping that maybe one base hit would get him going.
Swinging a jam shot pop up in a shallow center for Jones. The lefty drifts in, makes the catch, 2-1. So he flies out for the second out, and here's Rickson Wingrove. Brodzinski was suspended for game 1 after a beanball incident Sunday against Brooklyn. So he was back in the clubhouse for that. Chris Adamson served as the acting manager, but Bull's back here for game 2, coaching at third in his usual spot, and Tank is at first. Swing and a miss by Wingrove with a count of nothing and 1. Rickson at 259. He's got 9 home runs and 36 runs batted in. And Yuli into the line for the 0-1. Another breaking ball cut on and foul. Tipped at home plate. And the count 0-2 on the 23-year-old Jersey Shore first baseman, Rickson Wingrove from Newcastle, Australia. And he calls time and steps out. We see a lot of these Blue Claws hitters, Tony, use their timeout. Right. You get 1 per plate appearance. And you know, usually they save it. 2 strikes. Step out. Slow it down. Maybe disrupt the rhythm of the pitcher as well. And the 0-2. Is hit in the air to center on the slider. Jones started it. Now he goes back. He's there, though. Front of the track makes the catch. And the inning over. Blue Claws go 1-2-3. No score. Top 2 on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. No scores. We head to the top half of the second inning, game two of a doubleheader. Tonight's First Responders Night, presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and part of the RWJ Barnabas Health Amazing Saves Program, brings us Dr. Zachary Engler, DO and FACS Level 1 Trauma Center at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. Here's Benjamin Callis, and he swings over the slider, nothing and one. And Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson Medical School. Dr. Engler, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Really good. It's nice to be here.
Oh, and one on Callis out of the University of Maryland. The homer on Tuesday, swinging a miss at the slider. And the count 0-2. So let's start by defining trauma care for us, and what is a trauma center exactly?
Yeah, so a trauma center is a hospital that specializes in the care of the traumatically injured patients. It encompasses a number of subspecialties.
0-2 on Callis, and the slider's outside.
So it encompasses a number of subspecialties that would typically be involved in somebody that's traumatically injured. But the spectrum of trauma care extends from the pre-hospital environment with our first responders and extends all the way past rehab.
So you have level one, level two. 1-2 pitch to Callis is just outside of slider. What are the level one trauma centers in New Jersey?
The state and the American College of Surgeons defines what the requirements for level one, level two, level three, and level four trauma center has to be.
2-2, fastball got him, looking at the knee, strike three.
And there are certain requirements that you have to meet to be a level one trauma center. Level one and level two trauma centers are mostly what we have here in the state.
Level one is the highest.
It would be the highest, and really the difference between the two is the research component. And so level one trauma centers generally are affiliated with large universities, and that kind of adds to the research component of requirement for the level one trauma center.
So you got a level one trauma center where you work at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. That's a slider inside the left-handed hitting Grant Richardson, and the count 1-0.
Yeah, that's right. We're a level one trauma center. There's two others in the state, Cooper down in Camden, and University Hospital up in Newark will be the three level one trauma centers.
So tell us about Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, and the pitch to Richardson is outside.
Robert Wood Johnson Hospital is a 620-bed hospital that specializes not only in trauma care, but a number of other things, cancer in particular. We have a pediatric trauma center as well as a pediatric hospital. And we serve the Central Jersey location.
2-0, grounded softly to second for Nick Ward. He scoops it up, tosses to first, 2-away.
And so our trauma center sees about 3,200 trauma patients a year. We admit probably about 3,000 of those patients, and they stay for, you know, a period of overnight to several months, depending on how injured they are.
So tonight we saw a trauma survivor, one of RWJ Barnabas Health's amazing save patients, throughout the first pitch. Before the game, can you describe how important it was for Justin to have an experienced multidisciplinary trauma team available for him? Fastball inside, just minutes away after his accident.
Yeah, Justin was an unfortunate accident and had a pretty significant diaphragmatic rupture. And, you know, there's not a lot of hospitals in the area that would specialize in something like that.
And there's a bounce in a second. Ward again, this time to his left, fields at belt high, tosses to first. Side retired. Got a couple more for you. So we're going to keep it here with Zach Engler of RWJ Barnabas Health, Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. So your trauma center actively participates in the Stop the Bleed training and education. What's Stop the Bleed?
Yeah, Stop the Bleed is a national campaign that was developed a number of years ago in response to a lot of the mass shootings that we were starting to see. And from the military, we learned that a lot of people actually in war were dying from potentially salvageable injuries, and those were extremity injuries and extremity bleeding. And so what we learned from a number of the mass shootings, Columbine and some of the others, is that the first responders were taking several minutes and several hours to actually get to the first victims. And you can bleed to death in less than 5 minutes.
Sure,
and so what better way to provide first aid than the bystanders that are there? And so it's a national campaign that empowers everybody to learn how to deal with extremity bleeding, by packing wounds, by placing pressure, and appropriately applying tourniquets. And with these very simple maneuvers, you can save someone's life.
And part of RWJ's Level 1 Trauma Center's mission is to educate the community about safety through its injury prevention program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, our trauma center functions within the spectrum of trauma care, beginning at point of injury. But as my chief of trauma would say, the best patient is the one we never see. And so yeah. Trauma prevention is really the key here, just like preventative medicine in other environments. But we have a great leader of that division. Her name's Diane Starr. She's a national leader in that space. And we do things like car seat safety for new parents, bicycle safety, helmet safety, crossing street safety, and then for older adults, fall prevention and things like that.
Here's Andrick Nava lead off for Jersey Shore as we head into the bottom of the second inning. No score. Tyrone Yuli, the right-hander, and the pitch is cut out and missed, a breaking ball. Nothing in one. How does your trauma center partner with community-based organizations to help keep the public safe?
You know, we have a number of community-based programs that we partner with, mostly to...
That one is on the outside corner, 0-2.
Mostly to, you know, get the word out from some of those programs that we talked about. You know, safe crossing the street, fall prevention, bicycle safety, helmets.
0-2 low, 1-2 on Nava at .193 with a home run. Our guest from RWJ Barnabas Health and Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital is Zachary Engler. 1-2 pitch is low. The amazing safe patient, Justin, from before the game. Tell us about him.
Yeah, we were mentioning him earlier. He was involved in a motor vehicle collision and suffered some pretty dramatic injuries, most importantly his diaphragm.
2-2, chased a high one, swinging a miss, strike three. So
which
one
was,
away,
yeah,
and here's Casey Martin.
It was ruptured, and he required emergency surgery to take care of that rupture. Additionally, that was what we had focused a lot of the story on, but he also had pelvic injuries and facial fractures. And as I was saying, the importance of the Level 1 Trauma Center is it brings all the subspecialists, including orthopedics, plastic surgery, ENT, to take care of the patients when they come in. And so that's how the Trauma Center functions.
Here's Casey Martin. He takes a fastball for a strike. Casey homered in game one at .287, six homers, 20 ribbies. It was his sixth home run of the season and the only run of the game in the 1-0 Blue Claws win. Here's the 0-1, and that's low for ball 1-1. You said this was your first time here?
This is my first time here. I'm not originally from New Jersey. My wife's from Toms River, and so
she was
the one that brought me to the state. And she just mentioned on the way down here how she used to hear the fireworks in her backyard when they were kids. So.
Yeah, has she been here? Like when she was younger, that one cut on and missed by Martin, and the count is 1-2.
Yeah, they came down. She and her three brothers would come down on occasion when they were younger, and actually, my oldest brother-in-law brought my son and his kids here last year for a game. So.
Very cool. 1-2 pitch. Martin chases a slider down and outside. Strike three. Two away. Back-to-back strikeouts for Tyrone Yuli. And here's Leandro Pineda, the right fielder for Jersey Shore. Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I've moved all over. The training, the education has taken me all over the country. And then prior to this...
Pineda, left-handed hitter, swings and misses.
Prior to this, I was active duty Air Force as a trauma surgery. I worked in, lived in St. Louis. We were embedded within the trauma centers there. We also taught a trauma readiness course that's run in Baltimore, St. Louis, and Cincinnati.
It's even all over the country. And that one inside off the middle of the catcher, Gomez squirts back to the screen, one ball and one strike.
Yep, so I've been a little bit everywhere. But, so the trauma readiness program was designed to maintain the skills of the trauma surgeons but also get people up to speed prior to deployment.
1-1 pitch. That's a slider down and in. Two balls and one strike. What's the biggest thing that you would tell your younger self before you got into becoming a trauma surgeon?
It's going to be a hard life.
Yeah. 2-1 on Pineda. No score, bottom two. And he hits a high fly ball to right, pretty deep. Sanchez back on the track at the wall, jumps up. And did he catch it? Yes, he did. What a play by Aldo Sanchez out in right field. Pulls one back that might have crept over the wall. Remember, only need to clear that 8-foot padded wall. Great grab by Sanchez. Inning is over. Zachary Engler, keep up the great work. Robert Wood Johnson, University Hospital, RWJ Barnabas Health. It was a pleasure to meet you. And anytime you want to come back to a ball game, you let us know.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right. For the Blue Claws in the second, they go 1-2-3. No score to the third on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. Taking the best.
best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the Wrightville line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Call to the bullpen for Jersey Shore. Carlos Betancourt takes over as we head to the top half of the third. The right-hander from Venezuela, 2-3, the 4.94 ERA on the season. No score, top three. First pitch is a curveball low to Luis Santos, and the count 1-1 and no strikes. 31 innings, just 20 hits. He's walked 16. He struck out 37, has Betancourt. Last pitched on Friday. Fastball at the knees. He went 2 2/3 against Brooklyn, gave up three hits and two runs. From Cumana, Venezuela, turned 22 years old the last week of spring training on March 27th. Stands at 6'1", and the 1-1 line down the left field line. That's trouble. Base hit, and it rolls into the corner. Lee Sang digs it out in left field, throws to third, and Luis Santos is aboard the eight hitter with a leadoff double. He smoked that ball down the left field line. So that'll bring up Kyle Battle, the left fielder, and for the second time in three innings, Hudson Valley has a runner at second base and nobody out. And here's Battle, who's 0 for 15 on the season with nine strikeouts. That ball off the bat, 109 miles an hour. So here's Kyle Battle. Bats on the right side. And the pitch from Betancourt popped up shallow left center. Marcus Lee Sang got a late start on it, and he's there now coming in from left to make the catch for the first out. It's definitely hazy, and the lights are on. And I think Marcus just got a bit of a slow start, a half step slow, but recovered. He has excellent speed and had no trouble with that once he picked it up out of the sky. So that's out number one, and it will bring up the leadoff batter, Spencer Jones, here with one out, runner at second in the top half of the third. Betancourt's pitch is a little low, and the count 1-1 and no strike. So I look back at the ball that Pineda hit in the bottom of the second where he was robbed by right fielder Aldenis Sanchez. And the 1-0 is outside, just missing. Now we count 2-1 and no strikes. And watching it again, I don't think the ball would have been a home run, but it would have hit the top of the wall. And maybe it would have bounced up if it was a little higher. That one in the dirt, and it gets by Nava and back to the screen. And that'll be a pass ball on Andrick Nava to allow Luis Santos to advance. And now the Blue Claws will bring the infield in. Actually, that was not in the dirt. Breaking ball that was about belt high and just glanced off his mitt. So pass ball. Nava's called the ball. So 3-0 on Spencer Jones. No score, top half of the third. And Betancourt out of the stretch. And the pitch is swung on and missed, but that one gets by Nava. Back to the screen. Here comes Santos to score. That'll be another pass ball, and Hudson Valley has the lead. It's 1-0 Renegades. And let's just, you know, looking at that one again. Yeah, he just missed it, no doubt about it. And that'll be two consecutive pass balls for Nava here in the inning. And Jones still up there. It's 3-3. But now the Renegades have the lead, and Nava goes out to have a quick word with Carlos Betancourt with one out and nobody on. One run in. So it's 1-0 Hudson Valley. And here is Jones with a 3-1 count. Very pleased to welcome my friend Sal Pepitone, who's here today with the Jersey Shore 10-13. That's outside, 4. So it turns into a 5-pitch walk. And that's the first allowed by Betancourt. It will bring up Alexander Vargas. Sanchez, by the way, went 2 innings, gave up no runs on 1 hit. Sal, welcome. It's a pleasure.
Well,
How are you?
Thank you, Greg, for inviting me.
Anytime.
Beautiful.
So Sal is with the Jersey Shore 10-13. They're here tonight. They come here every year on First Responders Night. They have a party deck on the third base side, and 100 people here. Runner bluffs, pitch popped up over our heads out of play. So Sal's the president of that group, and I've had the pleasure of speaking to them each of the last couple of years before their outing. So Sal, tell us about the Jersey Shore 10-13.
Well, the Jersey Shore 10-13 are retired New York City Police Department.
Oh, Wanda Vargas is in there for a strike.
And we've got about 14 chapters throughout America. And what we do, the retirees live down here in this area, and we have monthly meetings. We have activities and events scheduled for them so that we keep them active. And also, we're always involved with the...
Runner goes, pitch low, no chance for Nava, who blocked it, but a stolen base for Spencer Jones. That's his 13th of the season. And he is in scoring position with one out, one in, one other Renegades. Go ahead, Sal.
Yeah, and we're involved with the city and state of New York just to let them make sure they hear our voices to fight for their benefits and to ensure that the retirees are taken care of. So it's a large organization.
1-2 is plucked in the air, shallow right center field. Coming on Carr from center. He's there. Makes the catch. Back to second base goes Spencer Jones. And he's there with two out now. And that'll bring up Rafael Flores, the first baseman. How long have you been the president?
6 years.
And how long have you been in the organization since you retired?
Right now about 13 years.
Now how many cops do you guys have in your group?
We got over 200, but throughout America, we got about, say about 12,000. I think a
slider down and outside.
10,000, yeah. Somewhere around there.
So when you were on the force, where did you work out of?
I worked out of Brownsville, which was the 7-3 precinct. Bedford-Stuyvesant, which was the 7-1 precinct.
1-0 on Flores, and a check swing, and he went around. And the count, 1-1. How many people in the organization did you know when you were on the job?
Well,
I know a pretty good amount, because when I was there, you were saying, hey, I worked with this guy, I worked with that guy. Now, when in the dirt, knocked down by Nava, good job knocking down that breaking ball.
Greg, on what you mentioned, that's the greatest part of that, is that it brings old memories and old friendships back together again.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why we do this also.
So who's here tonight?
Tonight, I was going to say, we have, the organization is comprised of...
Runner goes, pitch is lined in the air to center, pretty well hit. Carr going back toward the track, reaching out over his shoulder, and makes the running catch.
No way!
Well, yes, sir! What a play by Carr. And that retires the side. They do get a run on one hit, two pass balls, and they leave one. Sal, we got to go, but thanks again for your great support. Love having you guys here at the ballpark. Go say hello to everybody and enjoy the rest of the night. Hopefully the Blue Claws can get a couple wins for you.
Thank you very much.
One more. You grew up in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, New York.
Dodger fan?
Dodger fan.
Who is
Brooklyn
your?
Dodger, Me?
Yeah.
Jackie Robinson, Billy, you know, Billy Lowe's, Carl Erskine, Roy Campanella, Duke Snyder, Carl Ferrilla, Gil Hodge. I'll give him.
There you go. Sal Pepitone from the Jersey Shore, 1013 here with us on First Responders Night in Shoretown. 1-0 Hudson Valley, bottom three on Valley Live and BlueClaws.com.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Claws Co. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head to the bottom half of the third, and Jersey Shore trailing it 1-0. And Fraylin Mignetti will lead it off here for the Blue Claws against Tyrone Yulee. Jersey Shore still without a base runner against Hudson Valley. It'll be Mignetti, Flores, and Carr. Tyrone Yulee has struck out two and gotten one pop out and three flats. Here's Mignetti, right-handed batter, 1-for-2 in game one, base hit and reached on an error. And the first pitch, high and outside. 6-4-25 since rejoining the Blue Claws at the beginning of this homestand last Tuesday, May 30th. And that fastball down and in for a ball. And the count 2-0 on Mignetti. So that, Tony, was a run that the Blue Claws did not have to give up. Two pass balls on Andrick Nava. And a good breaking ball from Yulee drops in a called strike. And the count 2-1. And that run charged to Carlos Betancourt was under. Now, granted, it was a leadoff double. So, 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball, squib, a spinner. Slow roll to short. Vargas grabs, turns, throws. Got him. Nice play. Vargas, a tremendous play on a ball that had a lot of spin bouncing over the mound. And they get Mignetti for out number one. So one up, one down, seven up, seven down for Yulee here through the first 2 1/3. And here's Wilfredo Flores. Yulee's from La Romana in the Dominican Republic. And Flores inside out, a soft liner into center and a base hit. So there's the first hit of the day for Jersey Shore as Flores singles. And that'll bring up Jared Carr, the center fielder. Yulee last pitched against Aberdeen last Wednesday. He gave up two hits and five unearned runs. No earned runs, five unearned runs. Now, he didn't walk five in the game. He struck out five. Here's Jared Carr. 242, two homers, 17 RBIs. And the first pitch to him is low for a ball. And the count 1-0. Yulee came into the day with an ERA over five, but a lot of that was in one game when he gave up eight runs in 2 2/3 innings at Greenville back on April 28th. 1-0 on Carr, and he chases a high fastball, swinging him. It sits 1-1. Tony's got a Phillies score, which is what?
Detroit 2, Phillies 1, top of the ninth. Detroit has an unearned run in the earth, in the eighth, and on earth, and an unearned run in the ninth so far. Wait.
1-1 on Carr, and he takes a little high for a ball, 2-1.
And our old pal Nick Maton singled home the go-ahead for Detroit in the top of the ninth.
Off of?
Craig Kimbrell.
And that one, a check swing roller up third, it goes foul. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes on Jared Carr. Carr 11 out of 14 stealing bases. Flores 3-for-7. He's the runner at first. Talking to Tech Adamson, first base coach Craig Brodzinski, the manager coaching at third. 2-2, fly ball left field, pretty well hit. Going back on it is the left fielder, Battle toward the track, reaching over his head, and he can't get it. It one hops up the wall, racing around third, Flores. He's being waved home. Here's the throw to the plate. Not in time. He slides in safely. Headed second with a ribby double is Jared Carr. And the Blue Claws have tied it. It's 1-1 here in the third.
Well, Jared Carr batted cleanup in the first game today. And Jared went 0-for-3. They put him back down to number 9. And he doubles home the tying run here in the bottom of the third inning in game 2.
That was a nice poke, too, opposite field.
That carried well.
And it did carry pretty well. It was 98 miles an hour off the bat. And for Jared Carr, his 18th RBI of the season. Here's Nick Ward. Left-handed hitting, second baseman, and that is outside. So after Yuli just mowed through the first 7 Blue Claws, back-to-back base hits for Wilfredo Flores and Jared Carr, the 8 and 9 hitters, and it's a 1-1 game, bottom of the third. Remember, 7-inning game. Yuli looks back at the runner at second, and the fastball to Ward is high, 2 balls, no strikes. So, with a win, the Blue Claws would pull to within a half game of first place Hudson Valley. They're a game and a half out now. Greensboro's 1 game back at the moment, and Ward pulls one foul first base side. Greensboro is still scoreless. They're in the top half of the 9th inning of their game in Greensboro as they host Wilmington. Blue Claws, for what it's worth, will be in Wilmington next week for 6 games. So Wilmington will have a say in the playoff race here. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Came in on the hands with a slider. Ward chased it. Would have been ball 3, I think, and have a count even at 2-2. But that won't bother Nick. He's a patient hitter and a good 2-strike hitter. Carr at second is the go-ahead run. Bottom of the third inning. We're tied at 1. Marcus Lee sang on deck, and Yuli steps off. So Jared Carr's opposite field RBI double has leveled the score. It's 1-1, bottom half of the third. Game 2 of the doubleheader. Blue Claws won the first game 1-0. And the pitch is outside. Breaking ball misses. And the count 3-2 on Nick Ward. Nick got hit by 3 pitches in the first game of the series on Tuesday. I guess he'd prefer that, though, to going 0-for-3, which he did in game 1. So he's due for a base hit here. And here's the 3-2. Fly ball hit well right center, but they had it played perfectly. Sanchez backs up, makes the catch. Carr tags, he's headed for third, and the throw in cut off. Jared dives in anyway at third. So a fly out for Nick Ward. Carr advances 90 feet, and there are 2 men down. Well, they had it played perfectly. Sanchez over towards right center, and he only had to move back a step or so to make that catch.
Yeah, somebody did a great scouting report. It just shows you how refined the scouting is now, even at this level. As on a lot of hitters, that ball is in the gap and rolling to the fence.
Here's Marcus Lee Seng, left-handed hitter. And that's a breaking ball low. And the count is 1-1. So, Tony, I just realized this. Jared Carr on his RBI double.
Mm-hmm.
If he had gotten a triple, one fan would have won $10,000.
Wow.
1-0 outside, and the count is 2-0 on Marcus Lee Singh.
And the fan would have won $1,000.
Times 10. So $10,000. Third batter of the third inning of every Thursday home game. Swing and a miss by Lee Singh. And the count 2-1 in partnership with ThirdBaseRealEstate.com. To be fair, it's hard to get a triple to left center, but they only missed it by 1 total base. Go ahead, run at third, 1-1, bottom 3, 2 down. And the pitch to Marcus is a curveball inside from Yuli. And it's 3 balls and a strike. Ricks and Wingrove on deck. In the fourth, it'll be Antonio Gomez, Ben Calvis, and Grant Richardson for Hudson Valley against Betancourt there. Gave up the unearned run in the third. 3-1, ripped but foul. Down the first base line over near the tarp. And the count is full. Had three balls and two strikes. Marcus Lee saying, flew out the center his first time in this game. He had a base hit in the first game. 3-2, way inside, ball four, good eye. So Marcus works the walk, and that'll bring up Rickson Wingrove with two on and two out here in the third. For Marcus Lee, saying his 38th walk of the season. He came into the day tied for second in the league with his teammate Nick Ward in that category, so he breaks that tie. And then he also came into the day in eighth in the league with an on-base percentage of .405. Been on base twice in five trips.
I don't think they would do it here, but Marcus Lee did steal his 14th base of the season in game one. You want to keep that hole open on the right side for Rickson Wingrove, however.
Yeah, that would open. That might open up the hole. They do have the shortstop Vargas up near the bag. I mean, Santos, the second baseman, is still playing pretty far over with the lefty pull hitter up in Wingrove. But you're right, you hold the first baseman, Flores has to hold him on. So if Lee Sang were to steal, then he could play back and off the line. It'll cover a little bit more ground. First pitch to Rickson is outside, and the count is 1-0. Rickson, while 0 for 4 in this doubleheader, 12 for 36 in the homestand with four multi-hit games, four doubles, and a home run. And the walk-off double on Saturday in game one against Brooklyn. 1-0 on Rickson. And runner not going at first, and a slow roller up first, but it hooks foul. 1-1. Looks like trying to do something that's almost impossible. Sweep three doubleheaders on one homestand. Now, granted, this is a longer than normal homestand that was buffeted by two doubleheaders coming in from rainouts back in April, but still. 1-1 on Rickson. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, slow roller up first. This will be a tough play if it stays fair. Yuli beats Rickson to the ball, and now Rickson is kind of stuck halfway up the line. He's tagged out. He slams his helmet down, which breaks, and the side retired. Three unassisted. One run on two hits, no errors, one left. Blue Claws do tie the game, though, on the double by Carr. 1-1 to the fourth on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive four free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Top of the fourth, 1-1. Here's Tony.
All right, Greg. Carlos Betancourt to start his second inning of work. He gave up an unearned run in the third, yielded a double, and then two passed balls played in a run. The Blue Claws tied it with a run in the bottom of the third. This is the second of two. Blue Claws won the opener over Hudson Valley 1-0. And Betancourt gets set to face 4, 5, and 6 in the Hudson Valley order. And deals to Antonio Gomez, the catcher, big rip and a miss, and it's nothing and one on Gomez, who grounded out That was off Rodolfo Sanchez to begin the ball game. Jersey Shore with a bullpen game. Here's one high and inside. Somehow it misses Gomez and skips to the backstop. And it's one ball and one strike on Gomez, who had a pretty good April. He batted 271, but then hit 151 in May. Right now, 228, two homers and 18 runs batted in. The pitch is skied in the shallow right field. Racing in is Pineda out as the second baseman, who makes the play. Does Nick Ward, and that's one away. Nick Ward ranging into medium right field. Pineda was playing deep, and Ward out there to record the first out. One down here in the top of the fourth inning. As Greg noted earlier, as we checked the standings, if the Blue Claws could win this, it'd be a half game behind Hudson Valley in the battle for the division lead, with Greensboro mixed in there as well. Here's Benjamin Callis stands in, and he takes a called strike. It's nothing and one. Callis, 275, six homers, 16 runs batted in. Outside for a ball, and it's one and one. Callis homered here on Tuesday night, a solo shot, his sixth of the season, 17th of his career. And the pitch is a breaking ball, swing and a miss. And the count is one ball and two strikes on Cowles. 0 for 1, he struck out his first at bat. Right-hand hitter, one out, nobody on, top four. 1-1 ball game. And the pitch to the plate fouled straight back. It's 1 and 2. Cowles to be followed by Grant Richardson. It's one run, two hits, no errors for Hudson Valley. One run, two hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. The stretch. And the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a line drive that's going to fall and left. The base hit. Marcus Lee Sang over to get it. And Cowles holds with a one-out single here in the top of the fourth inning. Brandon Marsh for Philadelphia just hit a sacrifice fly. That ball game is tied now. 2-2, Phillies batting bottom of the ninth inning. Here, Grant Richardson, left-hand batter, stands in. The pitch is swung on, bounced toward second, fielded by Ward. He flips to short. There's one. That's all they'll get. They cut down the lead runner, and Richardson is safe at first with two outs here in the top of the fourth inning in a 1-1 game.
That, Tony, was a good play by Ward. It looked like at first he was going to charge it, but then he decided that he could wait on it. It would be an easier play, and he could still get the lead runner. And he waited on it, got a much easier hop to handle, and they still got the end.
Swinging the foul ball by Sanchez off to the left. Well hit, but out of play. And it's no balls and one strike. Sanchez playing in right field robbed Leandro Pineda of extra bases back in the second inning, climbing the right field wall to spare his long drive. The next pitch to Sanchez, a high hopper again toward Ward. He's got it, flips to first, and that retires the side. No runs to hit, no errors, one left. Blue Claws batting bottom of the fourth. It's a 1-1 ball game on MLB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Ranch, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. with the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Jersey Shore will send up Andrick Nava, Casey Martin, and Leandro Pineda, 4, 5, and 6, to face 21-year-old Tyrone Yulee, who begins action here in the bottom of the fourth. He, in this ball game, is making his ninth appearance, all starts. 1-3 with a 5.30 ERA, the league hitting .217 against him. And he has given up 6 home runs coming in. Yulee is from the Dominican Republic. He's been a professional since 2019. Now with a switch hitter, batting left, fouls one away to the left, and it's nothing and one on Andrick Nava. Nava in the first game today was the designated hitter. He walked twice. Swings and dribbles a foul off to the right, and the count on Andrick is nothing and two. One run, three hits, no errors for Hudson Valley. 1-2-0 for Jersey Shore here. Game two, scheduled to go seven. First game, Blue Claws prevailed 1-0 on a Casey Martin home run. Here's the 0-2. Nava takes a fastball away from Yulee, and it's one ball and two strikes. Phillies pull that game out with two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. A Brandon Marsh sacrifice fly tied it at two. And a two-out Cody Clemens base hit won it. Here's the pitch, and it's across, called strike three. Cody Clemens, Greg, is making it tough for Derek Hall to be moved back up now from AAA. Derek, of course, had that unfortunate injury to begin the season. He was the Phillies' first baseman, the former Blue Claw, and this franchise's all-time single-season home run leader. Here's Casey Martin. Speaking of home runs, he bombed one out of here in game number one. That was all she wrote. That's all the Blue Claws needed in that 1-0 victory. Matt Osterberg, 6 scintillating innings. It's a swing and a foul, and Tommy McCollum on his 24th birthday with his 5th save.
Did you see Derek Hall? He had a walk-off hit for Valley on Sunday. He's 1-for-2, 2 RBIs for them today. They're down 5-2 at Syracuse, where I guess the forest fires are calm.
High fly ball, straightaway center, and settling under is Jones. He waits and bags it for out number two. And it brings up Leandro Pineda, who gave the fans and the crowd a thrill back in the second inning with a long drive to right field, and somehow Sanchez climbing the right field fence. Greg, you looked at it. That was close to going out, but Sanchez caught it. Pineda here takes a called strike. It's nothing and one.
Yeah, I think it would have hit the top of the wall. And the question is, which way would it have bounced?
Pineda takes low, one ball, one strike. At any rate, he certainly took extra bases away from Leandro.
That he did.
Yulee nods and kicks. Swinging a ball, lashed the other way, foul. And it's one ball and two strikes on Pineda. If the Blue Claws could win this, they would get to .500 at home. Which, you know, seems a little strange for a team that's battling for the division lead this late in the half.
Fortunately, they played so many road games.
that's a reason, yeah. The count is 1-2 on Pineda. Here it is. Swinging another ball, hit the same way off to the left, and the count holds at 1-2. Hudson Valley leads the league at the moment in road victories with 17. Wide to Leandro, and it's 2-2. Blue Claws have 16 road wins. That's tied for second most in the Sally League. Blue Claws will be playing a bunch of home games now, coming right down the stretch. Yuli leans in for the sign. And he kicks and throws. Swinging a bouncing foul, first base side. We have two hits, nobody on, bottom of the fourth. Game two of the doubleheader. Jersey Shore 1 and Hudson Valley 1. Blue Claws prevailed in the opener 1-0 on the Casey Martin home run. Yuli takes his time, pitch clock at 2-1, and he delivers inside. Yuli thought maybe he would get a call there. He did not, from home plate umpire, Trey Jester. It's a full count here on Pineda. The 3-2 pitch. Inside, very close. Yuli thought he had him again. But Leandro draws a walk. So he is a two-out base runner for Fralin Mignetti. Mignetti bounced out to short his first at bat. Went 1-for-2 in game one. Pineda with decent speed at first. They chase him back with a throw. He's safe. Mignetti in his 10th game. Hitting 231. Swing and a miss. Chases a breaking ball. Does have a walk-off hit, however. Been with the Blue Claws parts of 2 years, he has two walk-off hits. He got the walk-off hit against Brooklyn here in extra innings. Got the walk-off hit at Hudson Valley in the game the Blue Claws played on the road, but they were the home team in that game.
Yeah, it was game rained out Mother's Day weekend last year. They had to make it up there, so they were the home team.
0-1 to Mignetti, the pitch. Swings, pops it high in the air, shallow center, racing in is Jones, still on the move, and it's the right fielder who cuts in front. And Sanchez makes the play that retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. We go to the fifth. It's another tight one. 1-1 ball game on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Along with the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Jamboree, I'm Tony Graham. Welcome back, everyone, to Shoretown Ballpark, Lakewood, New Jersey. Top of the fifth inning, 8-9-1 for Hudson Valley to face Carlos Betancourt, who begins his third inning of relief here in this bullpen game. Rodolfo Sanchez started, and Luis Santos takes ball one. Santos, only in his 19th game, doubled his first at bat. He's 11-for-52 on the season. That's a .212 average. And he takes wide for a ball. It's 2-0. The double came against Betancourt. That was the first hitter Carlos faced back in the third inning. Number eight in the lineup for Hudson Valley. The 2-0 down the pike, a strike, and it's 2-1. Santos, 23 years old, from Mexico. Again, his pro career, back in 2017. Takes another called strike over the inside edge, and it's two balls and two strikes on Santos. Has a career lifetime batting average of .211. This is his 232nd professional game. Doesn't play all that often. The count is 2-2. Betancourt trying to get the leadoff man here in the fifth. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And that's one down. Blue Claw strikeout is brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in store every day the traditional New York way. Boiled and baked with love. For Betancourt, his first strikeout. Here is the number 9 hitter in Kyle Battle. High inside, 1-0, 95 on the stadium gun from Betancourt there. Battle flew out his first at bat. He is now on the season 0-16. This is his seventh game. That's wide for a ball, one ball and one strike on Battle. 1-3-0 for Hudson Valley, 1-2-0 for Jersey Shore. The pitch of the reserve outfielder is chopped on the left side, stabbed by Mignetti, guns it across. Rickson Wingrove has it for out number 2. Brings up the top of the order on the number 3 prospect in the Yankees system. And Spencer Jones, who singled in the first inning and was at the plate in the third when a passed ball permitted Santos to score. He's hitting a .273, 7 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Big left-hand batter. Big swing and no contact. It's nothing and one on Jones. Ranked second in the South Atlantic League and third among all high A players and first among all Yankees minor leaguers in doubles to begin the day with 16. Count on him here is one ball and one strike. Yet another highly touted Yankee prospect. And the big left-hand batter takes a called strike from Betancourt. And it's one ball and two strikes now on Jones. Two outs, nobody on top of the fifth. Blue Claws play him straight away. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Another bagel. Down the hatch. After Jones goes down swinging. Side is retired. Nothing across for Hudson Valley in the top of the fifth. Bottom half coming up. It's a 1-1 ball game on MILB TV, BlueClaws.com, and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at BlueClaws.com/Kids Club. That's BlueClaws.com/Kids Club.
For the Blue Claws, it'll be 8-9-1. Beginning with Wilfredo Flores, beginning the bottom of the fifth inning here in a 1-1 ball game against Tyrone Yuli, and the right-hander deals to Wilfredo, and it's high and away for a ball, 1-0. He singled back in the third and rode home on the double by Jared Carr. He swings and misses. That's one ball and one strike. Yuli, a traditional starter, can give Hudson Valley length. He's gone six innings once this year and five or more a couple of times. There's a pop fly foul out of play. And it's a ball and two strikes on Wilfredo, hitting at 320. No homers. He has driven in 10. And the pitch to him just misses inside. And the count is even at 2-2. Jared Carr is next. And then around to the top of the order in Nick Ward. The pitch, swing of the ball, punched in the air to the shortstop and snagged there by Vargas, one out.
So, Tony, we got a Blue Claws debut coming up in the sixth inning. Mitch Neuenborn is warming up, and he'll be the new pitcher for Jersey Shore. The Adelaide Giant team, Australia native, was added to the roster back on Tuesday.
That will also trigger another friends and family shout-out, if I can find my notes. The hitter is Jared Carr. Just added Jack Ward to the team. Pitch is outside, and the count now on Jared Carr is one ball and one strike. Carr responsible for the Blue Claws run in this ball game. Here's the pitch. Swinging a hopper on the right side, the second baseman Santos throws low, but grabbed there by Rafael Flores for out number two. Brings up Nick Ward, who is 0 for 2 in this ball game. He flew out to left and lined out to right center. The consummate leadoff hitter, 253, 5 homers, 26 runs batted in. So he needs a walk in this ball game to tie his teammate Marcus Lee Sang for second in the Sally League in walks. Marcus Lee got number 38 earlier in this game. And the pitch to Nick is in there for a strike. It's nothing and one on Nick Ward. Blue Claws currently a game and a half behind Hudson Valley, which sits atop the SAL North with Greensboro in between. Called strike on Nick. And it's nothing and two. Marcus Lee Sang is on deck. The 0-2 fastball high and outside. It's one ball and two strikes on Ward. Two outs, nobody on, bottom of the fifth. The pitch to Nick. Swinging a ground ball to second. Santos in business again. He's got it. Flips to first, side retired. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. Greg Gemmerisi back with you in the sixth. We are through five. Game two. It's 1-1 on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night for the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health. The latest technology and medical advancements and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
There will be one more run scored in this game. And whoever does find it might well win the ball game. 1-1 as we start the sixth. And here's Mitch Neuenborn for his Blue Claws debut. First pitch to Alexander Vargas is low. And the count, 1-1. And no strikes. Neuenborn is a right-hander born in South Africa. Moved to Australia when he was 3 years old. Signed with the Phillies a little while ago. His first game. Fastball strike on the inside corner, 1-1. He's the eighth Adelaide Giant member of their championship team to play for the Blue Claws this year. And the 1-1 is a weak swing and a miss. That's a splitter. And the count is 1-2 on Vargas. Mitch showed me the grip on the split, Tony, that he throws before.
Yeah.
He uses all four fingers. Some people just throw the split with their index finger and their middle finger, but he uses all four and splits it right between the middle finger and the ring finger. 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. There he was again, strike three. So welcome to the Blue Claws, Mitch Neuenborn. He strikes out the first batter he faces in a tie game here in the sixth, and that's out number one. Carlos Betancourt, three innings, gave up one run. It was unearned. Two hits. He did walk one, and he struck out two.
Greg, we want to do our friends and family shout-out here this inning for Mitch. Do that in a minute.
Where, by the way, here's the, and that's a split low, 1-1 and no strikes. It's 10:40 a.m. in Adelaide right now, where he plays in the winter. And that's a slider in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1.
So, Greg, he wanted to, first of all, pay tribute, him and his family, to his late mom, Linda, who passed away just 2.5 weeks ago.
1-1. Fastball low, 2 balls and a strike.
So we want to.
Yeah, very sorry to hear that. Our condolences. And to Mitch and his family. 2-1 on right-handed hitting Rafael Flores, and there's a strike. 2-2.
We want to give a shout out to his dad, Peter, his stepmom, Leonia, and his sister, Mikayla.
And that one is outside, 3-2 on Flores. 1-1 game in the sixth.
He says they're following the action actually in Perth, Australia.
3-2 the count on Flores, and the pitch is a breaking ball popped up. Very high right side. Here's Wingrove down from first. Rickson is there, and he makes the catch for out number two. So that is his teammate, by the way. Rickson Wingrove from both the Adelaide Giants and Team Australia. So Mitch also, in addition to being one of the better pitchers on Adelaide, was a member of the Team Australia team. He got into 3 games in the World Baseball Classic this year. Here's Antonio Gomez, 2-out, nobody on. And he swings and misses a fastball. And the count is 0-1, 91 miles an hour on that heater from Neuenborn, who works quick. Works out of the stretch, and the pitch is outside, just missed. And it's a ball and a strike. In the bottom of the sixth, remember, this is a 7-inning game. It'll be Marcus Lee-Sang, Rickson Wingrove, and Andrick Nava for Jersey Shore. 1-1, breaking ball blooped in the air into left center. That should hang up. Lee-Sang and Carr coming together. Who's got it? The center fielder, Carr, makes the catch. And the first affiliated inning for right-hander Mitch Neuenborn. He sets the Renegades down, 1-2-3. Bottom of the sixth is coming up, 1-1 on ValleyLineBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
1-1 game. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Shoretown. And the Blue Claws trying to sweep a doubleheader. If they do, they'll be a half game out behind Hudson Valley after the action tonight and actually play for first place tomorrow. Here's Marcus Lee saying to lead things off. It's a seven-inning game, so getting late, as they say, and Marcus takes a fastball for a strike. Now, Greensboro, who is also in that pennant race with the Blue Claws and Renegades, they did win tonight 1-0. And that one is tipped into the mitt of the catcher, Gomez, and the count 0-2. So Greensboro would actually tie for first place with Hudson Valley if the Blue Claws win this game, and then Jersey Shore would be in third, but only a half game out. 0-2 from Yulee, and a breaking ball is ripped foul down the right field line into the picnic area, nothing and two. So Lee Sang, the batter, he has flown to center and walked. Carlos Francisco will pitch the seventh. He's warming, and a good outing for Mitch Noonborn, and that one is just outside, and it's a ball two strike. So Mitch's first game in the Philly system, a 1-2-3 inning. Looked really good, nasty splitter, and I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot of him this summer. 1-2 on Marcus Lee Sang. Here's the pitch, and it's a high fastball. Marcus started and then able to hold up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So he'll be followed by Rickson Wingrove and Andrick Nava for Jersey Shore here in the sixth. 1-1 the score. And the right-hander Yulee into the wine. Here's the pitch. It's a breaking ball outside. And the count is full at 3-2. So Lee Sang, who drew his 38th walk of the season, more than he had all of last year between Clearwater and Jersey Shore, back in the third inning, trying to work his way on again here in the sixth as the go-ahead run. Yulee into the wine, and the right-hander's pitch is low ball for good eye. That's a great at-bat by Marcus Lee Sang. And he's aboard as the go-ahead run for Rickson Wingrove. I'll tell you, Tony, you know, we talked about it earlier with Marcus. You know, he busted out of an 0-for-23 with a base hit in the first game. And a lot of guys will start pressing
right
in a slump like that. And he's had two really good at-bats to draw walks, especially that one. He took a couple of really close pitches. So good for him, and he's aboard. Here's Wingrove, and he hits a high fly ball, but he got under it. Down the right field line, the second baseman Santos coming over. Will he have room near the bullpen? Yes, and he makes the catch. Wingrove broke his helmet the last time he was retired, so he keeps this one on his head, and he flies out for the first out of the inning.
Just missed it.
Yeah, he got under it, and a little out in front of it. So one away, here's Andrick Nava. Hudson Valley with action in their bullpen as well. Now, the Blue Claws, Tony, have been in their last three games. Coming into this one, they were 12-for-83, and they're only 2-for-18 here, swing and a miss by Nava. So they're actually 14 for their last 101 in their last three games, plus this one, so I guess 4 games. So in a bit of an offensive slump as a group, but they won a lot of close games lately. They could use one here, and Nava jam. That would have been a ball inside. He fights it off, foul off to the left, and the count nothing and two.
Gomez is a good catcher. Yep. He's got a strong arm behind the plate. Marcus Lee Sang might be tempted to steal at some point, maybe if there are two outs.
On this pitch, fastball high, throw to second, wide, and it scoots into center. Lee Sang didn't see it, so he has to stay put at second. But he'll take his 15th stolen base of the year. He looked for it. It was wide throw by Gomez to the first base out of the bag and out of the reach of Vargas, who was covering the shortstop. And Vargas just didn't see where the ball went. And had he seen immediately it had gone to the center, maybe if he was able to quickly get up. But that's all right. He's still in scoring position. And now a base hit could give the Blue Claws the lead. The right-hander peers in, Yuli, from the stretch. And the 1-2 is a breaking ball, a swing and a miss. And down goes Nava, strike three. He struck out three times in this game. In fact, he is three of the four strikeouts for Tyrone Yuli. And here's Casey Martin.
Well, probably just as soon have him at bat here as anybody else in this Blue Claws
lineup.
Yeah,
for sure. Had a home run in the first game that has accounted for the only run. Blue Claws have just five hits in the two games, but trying to sweep the pair, Martin takes low with a count, one ball, no strikes. 1-0 win in game one. Matt Osterberg went six scoreless. Tommy McCollum got the save with a scoreless seventh inning. Here's the bottom of the sixth. Tied at one. Lee Sang led off of the walk and stole second. 1-0 the count on Martin. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. And the count 1-2. The right-hander Tyrone Yuli from the Dominican Republic. He's 21 years old. He's up to 93 pitches now. This will be his last thing. In fact, this may be his last batter. They have action in the pen. And they spin Lee Sang back towards second. But nobody close to the bag to throw to from Yuli. Luke Merton, the Phillies hitting development director, is here today. He worked with Martin in Texas over the winter. And the 1-1 fouled off to the right, and Luke and others stuck out of the way in the Blue Claws dugout. And it's 1-2.
Yeah, it looked like another breaking ball there. You would think that Yuli here will try another one ahead on the count.
Go ahead, run at second. 1-2 here on Martin. High set for Yuli. Here's the pitch. Fastball punched in the air, shallow right center. That's dropping, and it's in for a base hit. Lee Sang coming around third. He'll score. The throw's offline. It gets by everybody and goes back to the screen. Martin goes to third. He slides in safely, and the Blue Claws have a 2-1 lead. Well, it's Casey's day in Shoretown. The home run for the only run of the game in the opener, and potentially a game-winning hit here in the sixth. Certainly a go-ahead RBI single to bring home Marcus Lee Sang. That'll be a single, and then an E9 on Aldenay Sanchez. And the Blue Claws take a 2-1 lead. They're three outs from home.
Well, we said when you step to the plate, there's probably no one in the lineup. You want more at the dish there than Casey Martin, who has made such great strides from his first couple of stints here at Jersey Shore. This year now as a 24-year-old.
And what did he do with that ball, Tony?
Went the other way.
Went the other way.
I imagine the breaking ball and lined it in the right center field. And Marcus Lee Sang can really motor, and the throw is not going to get him. And as a bonus, Casey winds up at third. The Blue Claws out in front, and if they can hang on here, Neuenborn in his first affiliated appearance would get his first affiliated professional victory. I said during the half inning when he dispatched Hudson Valley 1-2-3 coming off the mound, he maybe he's thinking to himself, I didn't think it would be this easy.
Hey, come on, it's a little early.
No, I know that's not what he was thinking.
No, of course not.
But he did make short work of Hudson Valley in the top of the sixth.
Yuli pitched well.
He did, oh, for sure.
But that leadoff walk in the sixth didn't got him. And Carlos Gomez is the new pitcher here for the Renegades, a right-hander from Esperanza in the Dominican Republic, who has a 5.84 ERA in 17 games this year, 2-2, 24 innings, 25 hits. He's walked 17. And he struck out 31. Yuli went 5 2/3, three hits, two runs so far, three walks, four strikeouts. He's responsible for Martin at third. Here's Leandro Pineda, who flew out to right, was robbed by Sanchez. And he hits this one in the air towards left center. On the run, Jones chasing after it, but he's there in front of the track to make the catch and retire the side. However, the Blue Claws take the lead. Casey Martin's RBI single. One run, one hit, one walk, one error, and one left. We go to the top of the seventh. Last chance for Hudson Valley. Claws go for the sweep. 2-1 on Bally Live and BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claw Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Carlos Francisco on to pitch for the Blue Claws. We go to the seventh, and Jersey Shore is 3 outs from a doubleheader sweep of Hudson Valley. It would pull them to within a half game of first place. Now, they'd actually be in third. Greensboro would be tied with Hudson Valley, but Blue Claws would be right there. Here's Benjamin Cowles, a good hitter, and Francisco starts with a breaking ball strike. Mitch Noonborn, who made his affiliated debut in the sixth inning, through a 1-2-3 inning. He's actually now in line for the win. 0-1 pitch from Francisco. That's low. And it's one ball, one strike. Carlos 2-0 with a 3.65 ERA on the season. Right-hander. 24 innings, 17 hits. He's walked 10 and struck out 30. From Puerto Rico, and the 1-1 to Cowles is chopped to third, but foul. And the count is a ball, two strikes. Francisco has pitched a lot with Jersey Shore. 11 games in 2021, where he was here for the last month and a half. He was with the Blue Claws all of 2022, had 41 appearances, and all of 2023. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him on a high fastball, strike three, and one man down here in the seventh. Well, the Blue Claws are 2 outs away from a doubleheader sweep. And here's the designated hitter, Grant Richardson, who has grounded out and grounded into a fielder's choice, 0 for 2, hitting a buck 89 on the year, but he had 4 hits in the game on Tuesday, the first game of the series. Francisco takes something off a changeup, swing and a miss, and the count is nothing and 1. Carlos has 4 career saves. 3 with Clearwater in 2021, and then 1 with the Blue Claws early on in this season, back on April 8th. Swing and a miss, another changeup, and the count is 0-2. Francisco last pitched on Sunday against Brooklyn. He threw 2 scoreless innings and struck out 3. In fact, he's given up just 6 earned runs in his last 36 innings. That's down and outside. And the count is 1-2 on left-handed hitting Grant Richardson. Blue Claws won the first game 1-0 on a Casey Martin solo homer. And they lead the second game 2-1 on a Casey Martin RBI single, bottom of the sixth. That one is inside. 2-2 on Richardson, a 17th-round pick out of Indiana University. Aldenay Sanchez is on deck. Bridgerton does have five homers on the season. Francisco from the stretch, the 2-2. Chick swing, slow roller up there, tough play. Mignetti gloves, turns, throws, got him, two down. Slick play by a pumped up Fraylin Mignetti, and Jersey Shore's an out of win.
Well, that was a slick play. That was a very tough play. He had a glove it, transfer, make the running throw, showed off that arm, and got Flores by a step. And Flores was digging down there to first base, and the throw beat him.
Here's Aldenay Sanchez, who has one home run on the season. Right-handed batter, Francisco high sent, first pitch, changeup, popped up, first base side. Wingrove going over, will he have room? No. It just clears the net. Bounces in the first row, it's no balls and a strike.
There I said Flores, that was Richardson, of course, who was hustling down there. And was gunned down by Mignetti.
Oh, and one on Aldenay Sanchez.
One home run this year. 17 ribbies hitting at 198 as he steps in.
And Francisco's ready. The 0-1. Check swing, a slider, called strike. Sanchez didn't like the call. He thought it was outside. It very well may have been. And the count 0-2. So the Blue Claws with a win tonight, play for first place tomorrow. High set, Francisco from the stretch. 0-2, here it comes. Anthony's got him, looking strike three. The ball game's over. It's a 1-2-3 seventh inning for Carlos Francisco. Crab rave on the video board. Blue Claws in the win column. It's their third doubleheader sweep since last Wednesday. And they're a half game from first place. Your final score in game two. Jersey Shore 2 and Hudson Valley 1. Not often you can win. You can score three runs and win two games. Well, the Blue Claws did it today, and they'll play for first place tomorrow, 7:05.
Greg, the Blue Claws do not resemble Murderer's Row, but they're a team of silent assassins.
There you go. I love it. And I'll tell you what, it's a good thing that the air quality index cooperated.
Yeah. Big shout out to the air quality. The quality.
Hey, without the air, the AQI, there's no doubleheader sweep.
Right.
How about Mitch Noonborn in his first affiliated game? First game with the Phillies, gets his first professional win through a 1-2-3 inning. Yuli pitched well, gives up too late, takes the loss. Falls to 1-4, and Carlos Francisco, who got a save in the second game of the season, gets a save in the 53rd game of the season, his second save of the year. And Casey Martin, who won game one with a base hit, or with a home run, he wins game two with a base hit. Your final score, Jersey Shore 2 and Hudson Valley 1. I'm Greg Ciamparisi. Have a good night, everybody. Tony, it's all yours.
Okay, Greg, well, you said it earlier, it's Casey Day today. At Shoretown, where the Blue Claws get this doubleheader sweep. Casey with the home run that made the difference in a 1-0 victory in game one. And the RBI base hit that played in the winning run in game two. So with that, let's go right to the South Atlantic League scoreboard here. After the two wins today, Jersey Shore is now 29-24. Hudson Valley is 30. And with this defeat in game two, Hudson Valley is 30-24. So Hudson Valley 30-24, Jersey Shore 29-24, and Greensboro 29-23. So does it get any tighter than that. You know, if you want to look ahead to next week, and of course Jersey Shore still has some big games with Hudson Valley here this weekend, but hey, I'll look ahead anyway. Jersey Shore is at Wilmington next week for six games. Wilmington is 25-28. Greensboro is at Greenville, and Greenville is making a run at the SAL South Division lead. Winston-Salem currently is in first place. Greenville 29-24, and Hudson Valley goes back home to place Rome. The Braves are 26-28. So that's next week. But continuing this week, Jersey Shore will continue its series now with Hudson Valley. Greensboro, which won today over Wilmington, will complete its series with Wilmington this weekend. And, of course, Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley in this showdown series. And you have Greensboro, as we said, finishing up the weekend with Wilmington. So exciting games, or they should be exciting games, coming down the stretch here in the Sally League North, where the Blue Claws certainly have a shot now within a half game of the division lead. They have not won a division since 2018, when they went to the playoff finals, where they lost to Lexington, the Kansas City affiliate. With that, let's take a look at the Phillies and the Phillies affiliate scoreboard. The Phillies pulled it out on the bottom of the ninth with two runs to beat Detroit, 3-2. Brandon Marsh with a sacrifice fly to tie it, and Cody Clemens with a two-out RBI single to win it. Phillies behind Zach Wheeler took a 1-0 lead into the eighth inning, but the Phillies gave up unearned runs in both the eighth and ninth innings to fall behind 2-1 before winning it in the bottom of the ninth. Craig Kimbrell gets the win in relief for Philadelphia. Elsewhere in the Phillies system, Reading is hosting Binghamton, and Binghamton leads in that ballgame 10-8. They've gone to the ninth inning in Reading. And Carlos De La Cruz has two hits. Johan Rojas has two hits. He's batting 303. And Ethan Wilson, all these former Blue Claws, also has two hits. He's hitting 269. And Wilson hit his eighth home run of the season in that ballgame, a three-run shot. Johan Rojas has hit his fifth, a solo home run. And former Blue Claw Herbert Iser has homered his first of the year with Reading, a two-run home run, but Reading trails Binghamton, with Binghamton batting in the top of the ninth by a score of 10-8. Elsewhere in the Phillies system, Syracuse and Lehigh Valley, and Syracuse wins that by a score of 5-2 is the final there. The Iron Pigs fall to 29-28. Syracuse, the Mets affiliate, is 23-35. Lehigh Valley only had four hits. Scott Kingery had one of them. Derek Hall also had a hit and drove in two runs for Lehigh Valley. Former Blue Claw Noah Skiro was the starter and loser for Lehigh Valley, and his record now on the season is 5-2. The lower levels of the minor leagues are in action now. And just to keep you up to date, the Dominican Summer League Phillies White beat the Red by a score of 5-1. The DSL Phillies White is undefeated so far, 3-0. And the Florida Complex League Phillies, under former Blue Claw skipper Sean Williams, fell today to the Yankees. That's their first loss. Dropped this one 7-1, and the FCO Phillies 2-1 now after that 7-1 defeat today. So that completes the scoreboard. Again, a big night here. Doubleheader sweep for Jersey Shore, 1-0 on the Casey Martin home run, and 2-1 in the nightcap on the RBI single by Martin. Let's not forget Jared Carr. Blue Claws were trailing 1-0 in the third inning after an unearned run was plated by Hudson Valley in the top of the third here in game two. And Wilfredo Flores singled, and then Carr doubled him home in the bottom of the third. That tied the game And then Martin's go-ahead base hit in the bottom of the sixth turned out to be the game winner in the 2-1. Excellent pitching by Jersey Shore as well, shown brightly in this doubleheader sweep. So the next game will be, well, right here. This weekend series continues tomorrow night. And the Blue Claws will face, over the weekend here, three consecutive top 30 Yankee prospects in a row, beginning with right-hander Juan Carella, the number 29 prospect tomorrow night for Hudson Valley. He's 2-2, a 3.09 ERA. Number 24 prospect Chase Hampton, H-A-M-P-T-O-N, will follow him. And number 6 prospect right-hander Drew Thorpe, 4-1, a 3.31 ERA, will round up the series for Hudson Valley on Sunday. But looking at tomorrow night, opposing Juan Carella of Hudson Valley will be right-hander Gunnar Mayer for Jersey Shore. He is 0-3, 5.02 ERA. All that action begins tomorrow night at 6:55, and Greg and I will have it for you. Beginning with the pregame show, we'll be chatting with the manager, Greg Brodzinski, about tonight's doubleheader, and also preview tomorrow night's action as well. All that begins at 6:55 tomorrow. That'll do it for today. Again, thanks to Ryan Caldwell, our excellent producer. Laura Elizabeth and Greg Jamborisi handled social media tonight. You can see all the highlights on Twitter. And for Greg, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here this evening, doubleheader win for Jersey Shore. They take the opener 1-0 and the nightcap 2-1. Have a clawsome rest of your evening, everybody.